low-cost path in the online travel world.
Priceline.com. I think, therefore I save.
You have good credit. Or do you only think you have good credit? There's one way to find out. Log on to freecreditreport.com. Access your credit report. See what creditors see. Know what they know at freecreditreport.com. Get the details about your credit. Learn how to get your free credit report at freecreditreport.com.
Do your plans for Saturday night include a DVD player, microwave popcorn, and a reclining chair? Then you need the Sacramento Bee and Sacramento.com. The Bee has three great ways for you to add spice to your life. With Ticket on Fridays, Encore on Sundays, and Sacramento.com every day, you'll find all the info you need on movies, concerts, theater, local clubs, restaurants, and the arts. You can even win free tickets to movies, concerts, and more on Sacramento.com. Read the Bee, log on to Sacramento.com, and have some fun. To subscribe, call 1-800-2 The Bee.
He's been dubbed the crudest comedian to hit the stage. He's arrogant, lewd, and always controversial. He's Andrew Dice Clay, and he's coming to Silver Legacy's Grand Exposition Hall Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th, for a show that promises to be, well, colorful. Which is why we can't play any of his material on the air. Known for his X-rated humor, outrageous anecdotes, and raw live performances, Dice has been a force to reckon with for 20 years. In fact, he's the only comedian in history to have sold out New York's Madison Square Garden. Come see the shock comic with the unique distinction of being the only artist banned for life from MTV. Tickets for Andrew Dice Clay's March 8th and 9th shows are available through Tickets.com and SilverLegacy.com, or call 329-4777 or 1-800-MUST-SEE. You must be 18 years or older to attend. And coming to Silver Legacy on April 5th and 6th, it's Huey Lewis and the News.
Chris Webber and the Kings. Sports 1140 KHTK, your home of the Kings.
Hopefully we put this whole international incident beyond us or past us. Too bad, man. Like I said, though, I've mentioned this a couple of times, the Olympics are supposed to foster harmony and goodwill and unity and brotherhood. Yeah, I never remember the jungle having a more harmonious day than today. This has been great. Because of heightened security due to the September 11th terrorist attacks, travel and work visas are being scrutinized more carefully. As a result, dozens of Latin Major League players are instantaneously aging right before our eyes. Due to discrepancies on their birth certificates and their visas, players like Anaheim Angel Ramon Ortiz is aging right before our eyes. This dude aged 3 years overnight. Nephew Perez and Rafael Furcal both aged a couple of years. Enrique Wilson and Bartolo Colon also aged a year in one day. That's nice. Nothing like being a young prospect one day and then a grizzled old vet the next morning. Hey, how about this? Why not just take every player that has a visa problem and make him 5 years older? Does that work? And to be honest, it would probably be fairly accurate. I mean, come to find out that not only are there guys who have lied about their age, they're finding out that guys have bogus names, that they've lied about their complete identity, that they're not who they say they are. All of the GMs say that it's not a big deal, that if they can play, they can play, and that it's not going to affect their ability to hit the ball or get the ball over the plate. Yeah, maybe. Number one, what do you expect the GM to say? Number two, if the guy's an outfielder or a shortstop, that's one thing. But if the guy's a pitcher, like Bartolo Colon, then that's another. Point being, how do you really know how many pitches that guy has in his arm? Levon Hernandez, pretty good example. El Duque, how do you know how many pitches these guys have really made? You can't. You don't. older pitchers are not great prospects. And let me ask you this. Every single GM who's commented for the record said, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter, why did they all lie to begin with? If it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter whether they're 24 or 18, why did they say they were 18? If it doesn't matter. Because it matters, that's why. Or they wouldn't be going to all this trouble to lie about what their name is and how old they are. It's not even just younger prospects. Like Julio Franco. If that guy says he's 45, I know he's 65. So very clearly, it matters. It absolutely matters. Let's go to Matt in Newport. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Hey, Jim, thanks for the vine.
Sure.
First-time caller.
Nice to have you.
Big hockey fan. Hockey fan, American hockey fan, Canadian hockey fan. Prompts to Canada and to Canadian hockey. The best team out there. I thought it was a fabulous tournament. The Americans, props to them. They had a very good team with a subpar blue line and decent goaltending. I mean, let's not forget who was not in the finals. The Czechs were very strong. Finland was very strong. Sweden didn't even make it into that Final Four. I mean, the Americans should be very proud of their accomplishment, and Canada even prouder. And it's long overdue. Let's not forget about Dominic Hasek a few years ago against Canada in the shootout. That was their game. They outplayed them. Hasek stood on his head and stole the gold. No question about it. And let's not forget about 20 years of Soviet hockey dominating Olympics. You know, the Canadians is hockey. I'm very proud of them.
Let me jump in, Matt. I hate to do that to you because I'm out of time. My final thought on that is the Canadians have every right to be as happy as they are today. It means a hell of a lot to them. They earned it. The better team won. Sniper. Huge call today brought to you by Radio Shack. For cordless phone batteries and hundreds of other batteries, make just one easy stop at your neighborhood Radio Shack.
I woke up this morning with the mother of all hangovers after celebrating the medal with a few liters of Canadian beer. And as I unplugged the block heater on my car, I tried to put this all in perspective. And to be totally honest, I think it's one of those things that if you don't live here, you just can't get it. The closest I can get is to compare hockey's place in Canadian culture to Manifest Destiny and war in American culture. Now, the scope and importance aren't even close, don't get me wrong. But through the whole world, when you say, I'm Canadian, that's the only thing everybody knows. That's where hockey was born. That, and you get about 9 months of winter. But the fact remains that when you delve deeply into the Canadian psyche, you find an inborn arrogance about the game. A feeling that we're the best, always have been, and always will be. And when that's challenged, like it was in 72 against the Soviets and has been in every Olympics since 1952, that's a challenge to the very definition of what makes a Canadian different than American. The same way that after Vietnam, a lot of Americans started checking and saying, hey, we're supposed to be really good at this sort of thing. What the heck's going on? We needed this, Canada did, as a nation, especially against the U.S. After the World Cup in 96 of hockey, when America beat us in best out of three, the entire country gripped hard. Since 1776, we've been called America Light. We love you. You're great neighbors and you're our brothers and sisters. But when people ask what the difference between Canada and America is, the only things of any substance we can bring up are universal health care and hockey. It's our national identity. We keep losing our teams and best players to America, and we needed this to prove we can at least still compete. On a related note, Jim, I don't know if you were one of the five or six people watching the women's hockey gold medal game. Apparently not. Between Canada and the U.S., but the American team allegedly placed a Canadian flag on their dressing room floor, ostensibly to remind themselves who they were aiming for. Apparently they were told not to walk on the flag, but that's hardly the point. We're not generally a patriotic country, but I would say that if you want to start draping a country's flag on your dirty dressing room floor, the best possible way to have somebody bring it is to do something like that. Our men's hockey team came hard, and a lot of them said it was more than an issue of professional pride. It was in response to being allegedly disrespected in such a heinous way by representatives of a country we call our brothers and sisters. That's all I've got for now, Jim. War Dominion of Canada, war rallying behind the Maple Leaf, or the fit and feel of custom-made Armani long underwear. Until next time, Jim, take off, eh?
Call is horse ready.
Joe in Calgary. Thank you, Jim Lampley, who anchored NBC's hockey coverage. Boxing promoter Bob Arum. Dean Smith tomorrow. Travis Rogers produced. Brian Alvarez is the engineer. Jason Stewart's the show contributor. Thank you for listening. I'm Jim Rome. Good night now.
This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
Atheist Society, we don't believe in anything.
Yes, sir. This is Mitsubishi Motors calling regarding a Forget About It Till 2003 event.
I don't believe it.
I walked into that one.
Yeah.
Well, would you believe that Mitsubishi is the only car company offering zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003?
I don't believe in miracles either.
What a surprise. And here's another one. This offer is good on any new 2001 or 2002 Mitsubishi, the Eclipse, the Montero Sport, the all-new Lancer, even the Galant, the fastest-growing Japanese sedan in its class.
You're telling me that Mitsubishi is the only one offering zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003?
Yes.
On any brand-new Mitsubishi?
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to need proof.
You mean like a plague of locusts?
I was thinking more of a test drive.
Good, because I'm out of locusts.
Mitsubishi's Forget About It Until 2003 event. The only place where you'll find zero down, zero interest, and zero payments until 2003 on any new 2001 or 2002 Mitsubishi. Hurry, this deal ends February 28th. Important program and credit restrictions apply. Excludes 2003 Eclipse. Visit MitsubishiCars.com or call 1-888-MITSU-2002 for details.
Jackson Rancheria Casino Conference Center and Hotel is the place for fantasy basketball. You could win thousands of dollars in cash or a trip to the All-Star Game. Are you up to the challenge of playing fantasy basketball? Each week you select the best players within a salary cap, all with the goal of winning each week. The weekly challenge is to trade for the best players who have the best stats. Pick your favorite players and you could win. Jackson Rancheria Casino Conference Center and Hotel offers free trades each week when you visit them. And while you're at Jackson Rancheria Casino and Hotel, enjoy the newly remodeled casino. New conference center hosting top main talent, new restaurant and beautiful surroundings 24 hours a day. You could be a winner at Jackson Rancheria Casino Conference Center and Hotel. Only 45 minutes from Sacramento or Stockton.
Jackson Rancheria Casino and Hotel. The place to stay and play.
Sports 1140 KHDK Sacramento, United States of America, an Infinity Broadcasting Station.
Participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? Well, where are your friends? Oh, get them out of here. There they get out of here. Oh, welcome back. Oh, no. Say hi to their best friends.
Nice to be home, but first I feel I must send my best
to the Widow Jones.
To who? The Widow Jones.
Which Jones? I missed it.
Chuck Jones, Warner Brothers animator.
Oh, the guy who drew Daffy Duck.
Right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, he will be there.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Everybody. Talking about the King Boys and all the ships at sea. And now, your host for Wild Bill's Furniture Repair Program, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Robbie.
And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday.
Monday.
February 25th.
Right.
All right.
Am I the only one who wakes up and thinks, just 10 months till Christmas?
Yeah, I think you might be.
Here we go. National phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Back at our home station, WJFK, your hotline, 202-432-1067. And from New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027. Here he is in the very next room, ladies and gentlemen, fighting terrorism every day.
Oh, yes.
By smoking, it is our friend, Buzz Burbank.
Let me add him. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Remember, if Buzz doesn't smoke,
right,
the terrorists win.
That is it.
So, hi. It's going to be a busy week on the show.
Yeah, lots going on. A major, major week for this show.
Going to be big. Let me see. We've got, today I got the weekend to tell you about, and we have a world exclusive.
Oh, good.
A world exclusive records premiere. I'm not kidding. Am I kidding about that, Rob?
It just came in the mail today.
Just got it today.
Oh, very cool.
I guarantee that, well, we are the first radio station, as always, for this particular artist. And we are glad that we will world premiere a brand new song for you on the show today.
How exciting is this?
By one of America's most beloved artists.
How many years has the relationship between this artist and you gone back?
If I give a specific song title.
No, just give a year.
I'd say back to late 60s.
Wow.
Really? Actually, before I even got into radio.
Old friends.
Back when I was...
I am totally lost. Yeah. I am completely and totally, utterly... I'm looking at the smirks. I'm looking at the faces that tell me it's amusing.
No, back when I was a young man, when I would write fan letters to my favorite rock singers and performers.
This is a rock singer.
This performer, the relationship grew into a friendship.
Oh, I know who it is.
I bet you don't.
Really?
Go ahead.
Rob Grill.
It is not Rob Grill from the Grassroots.
Good guess.
It is not Rob. Yes, better than Rob Grill.
Are you hiding something from me?
You bet your ass I'm
Boy, now I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. That's going to be special.
Well, listen, don't look forward to it. I've not.
Oh, really? I shouldn't look forward? But I can't. It's impossible to read you, boys.
I don't want
to
overbill it. I've not heard it.
You're losing your head, boy.
Have you heard it?
No, it's going to be great, though.
Okay, we haven't heard it. Okay, we haven't heard it yet. Huh. We just received an important overnight priority mail package.
Will any hints be doled out before you make the big announcement?
If I gave you a hint, you'd
know who it
is immediately.
All I know is with this artist, Don, we've never needed to preview it to know the great material
is this
coming.
Somebody who's had a hit record?
Oh, one?
Yes.
Okay, now I know it's not true.
Let me say, oh, no, it is true. I mean, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean it's not true?
I thought that level of... it's an interesting way to start the week. I thought that level of sarcasm would indicate
Not only has the artist had many hit records, if I am not mistaken, a Grammy winner?
Oh, absolutely!
Really?
Many times over a Grammy winner.
Oh, now I know who it is.
Who?
Julio Iglesias.
No. Wrong again.
We don't have many musical friends.
Getting closer, though. Let me say, Mike, my friend, not necessarily our friend. Oh. I know that we share a love of this performer's music.
This artist.
This artist.
Your friend.
This craftsman.
Crafty Beechwood.
I had him on. Let me just say, I don't think he's ever been on the Don and Mike show, but... In previous years, BM before Mike,
a long time ago,
when I worked at music stations, when I was simply your radio DWJ,
Tiny Tim is dead.
Yes, I would have this guy used to be on
Tiny,
my show.
Tiny Tim was our friend, so I mean that's
used to be on my show, kind of as a gag, sometimes seriously, but the relationship has always been there.
He is a singer.
Yes. You bet your ass he is a singer.
A rock singer?
Okay. Depends how you define a pop.
Okay, pop singer.
We're making a little headway now.
I say pop?
Yeah. Pop singer.
A pop singer. Well, I'm not playing a game with this here. Hello, I'm just going to play the song for you, Shirley. Kirby.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Is it Eddie Money?
No, it's not Eddie Money. Again, Eddie Money is a friend of mine, a guy who's called me.
So is Tony Orlando.
Yeah, but Eddie Money has been so drunk that he used to call me at home sometimes.
Yeah, in a stupor, just asking you to promote his record.
But no, it's not. It's not Eddie Money. And Buzz, your guess was
Bobby Sherman.
Not Bobby
hey, listen, Sherman.
Bobby Sherman never won a Grammy Award.
Okay,
well, I think he's dead.
Grammy winner. A Grammy winner.
You got to be heavy to win a Grammy.
Yeah, you do.
Well,
I'll tell you, we have the world premiere of his new record. Anyway, okay. We'll play it later on
all
the
right.
Show. Okay? I didn't really want to open with all of this. I'm just telling you what's happening on the show today. Tomorrow we have Michael Moore coming in.
Good.
You know, the big fat guy. I love him. Mm-hmm. The Roger and me guy.
Yeah, a brilliant filmmaker.
Funny.
Hold on, we got another guest here. Hello?
Is it Dennis DeYoung from Styx?
Is it Dennis DeYoung?
No, it isn't, because you wouldn't be mocking Dennis DeYoung to that extent. No. Dennis DeYoung is, a very competent performer, whether you like his music or not.
Dennis DeYoung, though, a guy who I did used to have on my show at WLS all the time, and I would mock him. Like,
but he's been on this show also.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. But no, he's been on our show, too. You're right.
Never forget when he came in and played the keyboard. It was a lot of fun.
It's not him. Folks, you're never going to get it.
Now, you're killing everybody. You're killing all of us now. You know?
Hello.
We can't think about anything else.
That's right.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, yeah. Is it Rigdon D's?
No. It's not Rigdon D's. Hello, Donna Mike Show. I stopped you.
Good
stopped
move.
You from saying D's nuts. Hello, Mark.
Hey, I got a couple guesses. First one, is it, you said it was before Mike. Is it Pat Benatar?
No.
And the second one is Brian Wilson?
No, listen.
Grammy winner.
If it was Brian Wilson, I'd be psyched. I would say.
And you're not going to, let us know the age range.
Nope. Nope, I'm not. Sorry.
Mike loves to guess.
Well, I'll play it for you in a minute. Let me just set up my computer here. Give me a second. Here's another guest when I'm setting up the computer. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, great.
Rob mentioned old friends. I was going to say, is it Paul Simon?
Oh, come on.
Paul Simon's a multi-Grammy winner.
Please. Senator Paul Simon.
Donna, very great.
Hey, you don't mock Paul Simon. I hate that faggot. Paul Simon.
Oh, my.
I truly
goodness.
Wow.
Wow.
Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Please. Donna,
Mike. Hello.
What? Hello?
Hey, is it Leif Garrett?
No.
No, it's not Leif.
And it's Leif, not Leif.
Leif.
No, it's not.
Leif.
It's not Leif Garrett.
I'm not guessing anymore.
Let me tell you, besides the fact that we have this on the show and the weekend recap, and today we will be finishing the re-rating of the women.
Good.
2002.
Right. It's a good thing.
Okay, and also Black History Month on the show today. So lots to get to today. Tomorrow, Michael Moore, I do want to tell you, later in the show, we're going to be talking about our $1,000 contest on Wednesday.
Yay!
Where we're giving away $1,000 to one person.
Excellent.
And I'm open for suggestions. Mm-hmm. I'm just tossing this out and telling you what the basic idea is.
Okay.
The basic idea is outside in the Dynamite parking lot. Now that the regular Olympics are over, we're going to have the Donna Mike Redneck Olympics.
Redneck Olympics.
Some of the, here are just a few of the categories that I came up with thinking about it over
okay.
The weekend. The tobacco spit.
Of course.
The number one. I mean, wouldn't you say that is the stellar event in any Redneck Olympics?
Also the hubcap toss.
Right.
Also the, armpit music, you know.
Yes, doing they make the best music with their armpit, right?
And also perhaps most tattoos.
Fantastic.
Now, I'm wide open. We can continue to talk about this over the next couple of days, but the Olympics themselves will take place on the show Wednesday.
Best dressed.
our champion, Redneck Olympian, wins $1,000.
Best mullet.
$1,000 Confederate dollars.
Fantastic.
$1,000, real money from the Dish Network.
That is wonderful.
So that's the deal on Wednesday. And Thursday, we are, again, just giving away money. Thursday, we're finally going to do our thank you for giving us great number one ratings in DC show.
This is Thursday we're doing this.
Yeah, Thursday we're driving around the Beltway doing the entire show from an RV.
With an incredible technological array of events happening to bring you the broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, really, an airplane following us overhead, armed guards.
Dangerously slowing its speed down to match our speed in the RV.
Armed guards on board the RV with us, since we will have thousands of dollars in cash.
Right.
We're going to be stopping at various locations to give away $1 here, $2 there to people who listen to and support the show.
Just to say thank you.
Yeah. And that's today, then Tuesday, then Wednesday, then Thursday, then Friday's the day off. We have a scheduled day off Friday, because next Monday's going to be another big day on the show.
Very good.
And we'll tell you about that, I guess, on Thursday. Okay, so is that enough going on for you?
Are you having a good time?
This week? Sure, why not?
Good. And incidentally, I'd just like to say to the Fox News Channel, no better way for me to get ready to come in and do this show each and every day than by you putting that Arnold interview on right before showtime. It was absolutely inspirational to watch Arnold be interviewed. Da-ding, with da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
Sure, why not?
Yes, the terrorist test us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Davy Jones.
Davy Jones, no, again, Davy Jones is someone that we've had on the show. Mike and I have had him on the show together.
Jack Jones.
Not Jack Jones, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
He never won a Grammy, I don't think.
Hello.
Hey, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, please. That's an insult to the star that I'm talking about.
Needy Gourmet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, Barry Manilow, buddy.
No, Barry Manilow, don't think so.
Good friend.
Thank you, my friend. He's no friend of mine, Barry Manilow. Hello, Bill.
There's a dumb faggot.
Barry Manilow.
Wow. Hello.
He's a bigger faggot than Paul Simon is.
Two in one
Hello.
Opening.
Hello, Bill. Bill?
Bill.
I heard you there, Bill. Bill, you there?
Bill!
All right, I tried. How about Evan? Evan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Don?
Yes.
Guys, I got you?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead. Hey, is this phone set up?
Hello?
Does that be an audition?
No, it can't be an audition.
It can't be. Hello?
Guys?
Oh, come on. I don't have all day to waste with that stuff. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Just say what you mean and mean what you say.
Right.
Okay, look, you're having the Redneck Olympics on Black History Month. What's up with that, man?
Yes, we are. We're having the Redneck Olympics on Black History Month, but we will continue to celebrate Black History Month on the show.
Look at it as an opportunity for our listeners of color to laugh at the white man.
Yes, and mainly the real reason we're having the Redneck Olympics is, well, first we have $1,000 to give away, and I got to think of a different way to give away the money. And I, unlike most Americans, am very glad the Olympics are over. I mean, I know they get great ratings, and all of you, I'm going to say it again, all of you faggots out there enjoy watching it, but...
you can't say that about, the hockey game yesterday kicked ass.
I couldn't tell you.
You know, I feel disloyal because I was delighted to see the Canadian team win.
Couldn't tell you, Mike. Couldn't tell you. I was too busy watching the Subway 400.
Out of Daytona and you go to the next race. It was the United States and Canada for the gold medal yesterday.
Yeah,
I understand you couldn't watch that. Well,
how can I tear myself away from Dale Jarrett's car nearly blowing up?
This doesn't sound like NASCAR. It sounds like IndyCar.
No, this is NASCAR. This is
really. That's what it sounds like when you're right down at the. That's cool. See, that's what I like. That's what I'd like to go see. Sure.
And, of course, no NASCAR bit would be complete without this.
Yes, silly.
Now, I logged my time with the NASCAR yesterday.
Say what you will about NASCAR, but they don't have big foam rubber dinosaurs being voiced by Donnie and Marie.
Actually, I didn't even watch a lot of the Subway 400 yesterday. I'll tell you why in a second. So we had a rather serious event in our home that I think I'll share with you in a second here. We got, still more guesses about who the song is? Oh, you're so wrong. You are so wrong. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it Bobby Rydell?
Bobby, who is Bobby Rydell?
Exactly.
Cousin to Bobby Darin.
No. No. Get out of here. Absolutely not. Get out of here. All right. So, listen, before we premiere the song and get on with the show, the weekend. I don't know how your guys' weekend was. I'm telling you, my weekend, it sucked. And I'm not being facetious when I tell you that it really
really sucked. There was some funny parts that I want to tell you about first about the weekend. One of the parts that was funny was simply, looking back now, not funny at the time, but going to Blockbuster Video normally is a good experience, but when you go to Blockbuster Video on Saturday night, what you are doing is, when you go in there, what you should do basically is just pull down your pants and bend over and ask the nice man or girl in the blue shirt to
do it.
Because every DA in the world...
I'm painting the mental picture right now of that happening. Hi there. Yeah, let me just undo my belt buckle.
Because every DA in the world...
is getting their movie for Saturday night?
Is there on Saturday night. We go in on Saturday night. It's Frieda Bart and I, we go into the Blockbuster, and they do have that deal now, and Blockbuster is a great sponsor of this show, and I love them, and they have that deal that if the movie's not in stock,
right,
well, they give you a coupon and you can come get it the next time that you're in the theater.
I wish everybody wouldn't stay home on Saturday night.
So they yeah. You didn't have a great turnout?
I'm imploring people to come and see my band when we perform because I'm starting to get really, really... Saturday night before we went on, and I counted the 39 people or 40 people that were there in the venue that can accommodate like 200 or 300 or 400, I think, when we were there.
We had 1,000.
1,000 people were there. I mean, I'm getting it's really starting to get to be a drag, but it makes sense. I mean... the Blockbuster was packed with people because they weren't coming out to see the band. I'm very discouraged. I'm getting more discouraged as time goes on. Well, you can only play a few times before no one, where you just gut it out and you go in and you're like, hi, how are you? It's getting frustrating.
Mike, I'm sorry. As you know, it's the first time I've missed one of your shows.
I know it is. And you got a free pass. You got the free pass because, you've seen us dozens of times.
As I read in that card,
we're
going to
be out again this weekend, and I will write a card that will be the best you've ever read.
And Rob wants to know, did you get the roses that he sent you?
No, I didn't have, but I did get the telegram, Rob.
Oh,
I did get it, and I'm very sorry that Joe's band wasn't there.
So what happened to Joe's band?
Don't know. But they were a no-show, I guess. They didn't. Their bass player got sick or something like that. It was
too bad.
So it was.
I know you would look forward to sharing the stage with our own Slow Joe Archer.
Well, I could have. I could have maybe blamed Joe. I mean, that's what I could have probably done.
Here now is Slow Joe Ardinger.
We were not booked for that gig.
Oh, okay. All right. I just heard that for a long time.
Yeah, the bass player was out of town. But...
Oh, okay.
Joe has a band too, incidentally. Joe has a
Thanks
band
for that
as well.
Hey, Joe.
Joe's got it, man.
Right.
So Saturday night, we go out to dinner, and, incidentally, one of the people that we see at dinner was, you remember my Super Bowl party? I don't want to say the guy's name on the air, but do you remember the guy who had the Mardi Gras beads?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy that was sitting on the floor in my TV room who was, like, unable to stand up at the end of the evening?
Is it okay if I try to... beard?
Yes. And do you remember his wonderful, a good friend of mine, his chain-smoking wife, who is equally out of her mind.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, we went to this restaurant Saturday night, and Bart Freeman and I, and we see them, and they were, shocker, over at the bar, and we walked over, and we said, hey, and she said, you know what, I cannot believe the way that you blow things out of proportion on your show, that we listened to your show the day after the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't mess with that lady.
And to hear you describe what was going on, why you made it sound like there were incredible acts of debauchery and people were getting...
See, I'd start to break into a sweat if she was talking to me.
People, you see, they're both attorneys.
thank you.
And that she said, and I can't believe that you were describing the thing, though, that you, boy, you really exaggerate. And I just laughed and went, well, that's my job. To exaggerate the whole time, remembering that there were no two people at the party who were having
How could they remember
a better time than them, especially him, as he sat on the floor with his Mardi Gras beads on and his cowboy hat
and his opinions.
Yeah, chock full he was, wasn't he?
He was indeed
chock full of opinions. So we get done with dinner Saturday, and Frieda says, "Let's go to Blockbuster."
Right,
we go in, and it's like. Dumbass Central, where we're there with every other loser
single family, it doesn't matter, the, of all varieties.
Dude, can I ask you a question about, I mean, I know they're a fine sponsor, but don't you have the little thing where you can press a button and get them? Isn't that, aren't those the same movies pretty much?
No, Blockbuster gets...
A little more recent?
Blockbuster gets movies before they come on pay-per-view.
Right. Oh, okay.
And for instance, the movie I wanted to see was I'll Never Tell.
Oh, yeah, Don't Say a Word.
Don't Say a Word. So we went into the Blockbuster.
Pretty good
and,
movie.
And the DVD, they were all rented out of it.
Mm.
And I was bummed, but I know that if I go to Blockbuster, I can get a coupon to get something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to leave because the movie that I wanted to see wasn't there.
Right.
Meanwhile, my wife, it's like anything that involves shopping, she can't stop herself.
Right.
She's up and down the aisles, and she's looking at movies, and she's picking up stuff, and my kid's looking at the video games. He wants to rent the video games, and really, I just wanted to go in to get one movie. They don't have the one movie. That's fine. Give me the coupon. Let's get out. And
a lot of people standing in front of the racks, too, you know, with their mouths open.
And I count my wife and my son in that category. Well, how many times can you stare at the wall of Scary Movie 2, then take a step over and stare at the wall of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, and take another step and stare at the wall of the I'll Never Tell, and
Don't Say a Word.
None of them are there. Mm-hmm. They're sold out of these movies. So finally, I go to my wife and I say, we have a scene in the Blockbuster. I say, we have been here for 20 minutes. Just pick a movie. Just pick a movie. So she picks one up, and we walk towards the front. And right as we get towards the front, the guy, the Blockbuster guy, he hears us having this discussion where I said, all I really wanted was I'll Never Tell.
Right.
Don't Say a Word. And the guy says, we just got one back.
Wow.
It just came back. I said, fantastic. The guy pulls it out, and it's VHS.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you know what? Go ahead and keep it. I want it on DVD.
If you get a taste for DVD, you know.
I got the DVD. My wife says, no. We'll take it on the VHS.
Right.
And I said,
feels like a kind of an antiquated technology.
We've got the DVD. I want to watch it on, you know, we got the flat screen. I want to watch it on the flat screen. So now we're having this discussion in front of the Blockbuster.
Do they have it for sale?
Yes, they do, but I'm not going to spend $22 to buy a movie that I wasn't willing to pay $5 to see in the in the theater.
I buy them because I watch them on the train, so I actually keep them and stuff like that.
So we of course,
with the Golden Boy standing by on the sidelines. F you, Rob. F you.
So
you're not watching DVDs on the train now too. Like I didn't introduce you to that form of entertainment.
So here's the deal: we're standing up at the cash register, and the guy has just pulled out the only VHS copy that the Blockbuster has of I'll Never Tell.
Still don't understand why you simply don't purchase them.
And
but I don't. I only easy way.
I only buy the ones that I really want to save forever.
Two tens and two singles. It's in yours. It's your possession. Then you can give it to people.
Okay, Golden Boy. I got you, GB. Well, I don't live the GB lifestyle.
I'm the Golden Boy. Shine again.
Now, the guy's standing there, and he's holding the tape, and my wife says, we'll take it. And I said, no. We'll wait till it comes on DVD so we can watch on DVD. Meanwhile, there's another guy that comes up behind us, and he says, hey, is that I'll Never Tell?
Yeah, because it's the only movie that's come out on that, and everybody wants the same thing.
And the Blockbuster guy says, yes, we just got it in. He says, I'll take it.
Give it to me.
He says, I'll take it. My wife says, no, we're taking it. And I said, no, you can have it. We're going to get it on DVD. And she says, no, we're going to get it on VHS. I said, where do we even still have a VHS? Where do we have the VCR? She said, we got one in the bedroom. I said, I don't want to watch the movie in the bedroom. I want to watch the movie on the on the big screen.
And when was the last time you were in a movie where you got charged $5?
Or, all right.
I just thought of that right
$7.50,
now.
$7.50, Mike.
I'm doing it.
All right, $7.50.
Okay.
$7.50. $5 if you go to a matinee show.
Right.
And you know me, I go to the early shows.
I know.
So
I know.
$5 to go to the movie. So anyway, now it becomes territorial, and Frida just says, we're taking it. We're taking the VHS, no matter what anybody
says. So she wanted to see it as bad as you did, or she just wanted to have it?
I think at this point, she just wanted to have it
right. Because
someone else wanted it. So we got home, and we did all of our crap, and we went upstairs, and we went in the bedroom, and we put the movie on, and we both fell asleep 10 minutes after the movie started. So it was a total... Total waste of time. One thing
about that movie, I will tell you that I believe Michael Douglas looks as old
mm-hmm.
in that movie as I've ever seen him. He looks like his father. Yeah, I mean, not like his father is now, but he looks like unbelievably old in that movie.
One thing I did decipher that I got out of my wife when we were at dinner on Saturday night was that I guess it was one night last week while we were in New York, she had a bunch of the gals over, mm-hmm. and they were dipping into the liquor cabinet.
Oh.
As they are often wont to do.
Right.
And apparently, now I don't know the whole story, and my wife is doing stuff today, so I'm going to have to wait until she gets a chance to call. But what I could get out of her on Saturday night was that apparently one night last week, while other women, other housefrous from the street were in my home, my wife was folding laundry while they were drinking and watching a movie,
mm-hmm.
a DVD movie, I might mention. While they're watching the movie, apparently she was folding my underpants, and apparently my underpants became the subject of discussion among some of the women on our street.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not nice.
And
why did they become the subject?
Well, why do you think?
Oh, that's even worse.
And these were laundered, where apparently still
get rid of the pesky biological stains.
Not enough bleach involved.
Front or back?
I guess back.
Okay.
And apparently Frida tells me this, and I'm like, I can't believe this, that you're showing.
So she held them up?
Well, not only, apparently, and now I won't know the whole story. I've waited.
Wow.
I'm going to wait till she calls into the show. She says, no. They were, now keep in mind, these girls, they are looped. She said, keep in mind, while they were mocking your underpants, which is incidentally the way that I really want the women on my street to think of me.
That's horrible.
To be looking at my skid marked underpants and mocking me.
Sorry.
My wife says that she wants to tell them that how much she loves me, she will put the underpants on her head. So for a period of time, she was wearing my underpants on her head.
They must have been on the floor laughing. That's the only thing I can think. That they must have been in pain.
I don't know.
Yeah, they were loop-de-loop.
All I know is that, you know, let me just say this. Someone in our family has a drinking problem. And someone in our family who has a drinking problem is not talking into the microphone right now. Okay? Someone.
Oh, my God.
Someone in our family has not had a drink for a long, long time. For whatever reason, I've cut way back.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not into it now for whatever reason. But she's picking up the slack.
It's good to take a month or two off once in a while.
She's picking up the slack.
Then when you come back, you can do it even more.
Let me see. Now, I don't even know if she's going to be around. And with the events of yesterday, we had a very traumatic day yesterday.
You sure did.
I don't know if she's going to want to even talk about the underpants thing.
Yeah.
Let me just gauge her mood. See if she's all right. Because I'd say yesterday we had a day I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. It involved our son. It was an awful day. He's okay.
Hello.
Sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
Listen, I know that, you know, we've got all the, I haven't even talked to you yet about what happened yesterday.
Yeah, right.
And I know that you're probably not in the mood, but could you just, very briefly, I was just discussing when I wasn't there and you were drunk with your friends and
I wasn't.
And
I had one martini.
You were showing my underpants to them.
I wasn't showing. I was folding laundry.
And the underpants became a subject of discussion?
Yes, and I was just demonstrating my love for.
Now, when that happened, can I just ask one question? Was everybody falling off the chairs laughing when that was going on?
Well, we were.
I just think
might have been mildly amused.
But yes.
Were they newer underpants?
They weren't the newest.
They had
been around a little while.
You are heartless.
I didn't do it on purpose, and I thought I was salvaging the situation by demonstrating my love.
So in other words, while you were doing this, someone observed the underpants? Is that what it was?
I was simply folding them, and a remark was made.
Oh, my God. What was the remark that was made?
That I might want to get rid of those. I don't know.
Who made the remark?
But I said they were A-okay, and I
just tell me who made the remark.
I'm not. I said, you know what?
You know what? You don't have to tell me who made the remark.
It had to be Bunny, right?
Because I know it was Bunny.
But I shouldn't have even, I didn't tell you for a week, and if I had just kept my mouth shut, it would have been better.
It was funny, right?
I don't know that. I wouldn't dig too deeply into this situation.
Yeah, that might be the problem to start with.
It was simply my indiscretion at mentioning my little demonstration of love.
Gotcha. All right, so then you put them on your head.
Yes, I did wear them for a while.
Oh, my God.
All right, I love you, sweetie.
All right, I do love you. All right.
I love you, too. Okay. I told you
I mean, but I was showing how I loved you, I did not intentionally mean to ridicule you. It just...
And as I mentioned, to you, the next time I have a bunch of guys
over to play poker, I was simply folding laundry.
Well, you know what? The next time I have a bunch of guys over to watch a game or play poker or whatever.
Seriously, let's take the focus off me and onto your laundry. You make enough money, you can afford to throw away underpants that have been around a while.
Honey, I like my underpants.
Yeah, but you can afford new, freshly, brand. And as I mentioned, in New York, we have yet to buy that bottle of bleach that we've discussed.
All right. You know what? I got news for you.
Is that where it happened in New York?
Yeah.
I was going to say, though, I'm six floors up. Just come up. I have bleach.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I have bleach for my white towels that I had. Remember that I washed with the dark blue towels?
Yeah.
It didn't work to get the blue... out of the white towels. So
you have a rich guy apartment with your own washer dryer too.
Yeah, we have to go down to the basement, Mike, to do our laundry.
Right.
Oh, really? Well, I've got some DVDs I could lend you up there too.
All right, bye, sweetie.
All right, goodbye,
Bubba. I love you. Oh, did you have something else? I guess not. Yeah. I guess not. So, all of that happened on Saturday, which was just was fine. We had a nice family day. Sunday, here's the deal. We get up to go to church, and my kid has a part-time job. And without getting into great detail about his job, part of his job, if he's on the weekend staff of the place that he works, he has to go by and check the place Sunday morning and Sunday night because they're not open for business. So he says, I got to go to work. I got to go do the stuff at work. Take me about half an hour. I'll drive the pickup truck over, and I'll meet you guys at church. We said, fine. So he goes to his job, and then we go to the 10 o'clock service. We get done with church, and incidentally, one of my points here is that even though I say goddamn all the time on the show, and I'm saying it right now, goddamn, I do go to church, okay? That I believe God knows that I have a sense of humor, and God gets my sense of humor, and if you got a problem with that, F you. That I'm not being I'm not being a hypocrite here. I believe in God. I go to church all the time, and that was proven to me again this weekend because we left church. We are in separate cars now because my kid had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
We leave the church. We go to the little area by Safeway where there's a Starbucks type place. We go in there. We have a cup of coffee, the three of us. We then say, okay, that's it. Mom and I are going to go home, and then, you go home in your truck, and we're 10 minutes from home. See you at home. We are on the road no more than 7 minutes when I get a phone call, and it's the paramedics, and they say, your son is in an accident, and you better get over here right now because it does not look good.
You want to talk about every parent's nightmare. Yeah. My God.
Now, fortunately, I live in a small community where everybody knows everybody and everybody has everybody's telephone numbers. And we pull up to the site, and what's happened is my kid has had an accident, and his car has gone sideways on a two-lane road. It's crossed over the median strip, and what he's done is he has crashed into trees, and he took down a cedar tree,
mm-hmm.
just mounted down a 15-foot tree, mounted down two trees on either side. He split them in half.
Wow.
The car itself, it's a Toyota pickup truck. I'm not kidding you. Totaled.
Mm-hmm.
Broke the front axle. Broke the back axle. The car. The pickup truck, by the time the accident had happened, was just a little bigger than the console in front of me now. This
wow.
is how
got accordioned.
How squashed
right.
the car is. I pull up, And the first thing I see is they got my kid on the gurney, and he's got the thing around his neck. The
brace, oh, my God.
The brace around his neck, and he's got cuts on his head. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. And one of the paramedics comes up to me, and I'm bringing this up because I want to thank the Fairfax County paramedics, also the fire department in Great Falls, and the Fairfax County police, who could not have been more nice, more wonderful, more helpful.
Good.
The first thing the guy said to me is, it is a miracle that your son is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is beyond a miracle that he's alive. The fact that we don't know how badly he's hurt, well, that's one thing. But the fact that he is alive is a miracle.
Because of the damage that was done to the car.
As we followed the path of the car as it swerved off the road, what happened was it was the one of the back tires, he was, I don't know, not paying attention, wasn't ticketed for this. The cops have done the investigation. They didn't ticket him. One of the back tires just kind of skid off the road a little bit. And the back end just kind of
fishtailed,
and before you know it, he's going sideways, he's going into the woods, and you had to walk through 40 or 50 yards of heavily wooded area to get to where the car finally was.
And the car was just amazingly damaged.
You couldn't see the car. If you drove by on the road, you would not know that a car had driven off the road. We get back to where the car is, and the car is smashed. It is smashed so tightly together that there's only room for one person to sit in the car. It's a two-seat cab, obviously. Wow. And
so what they're saying is basically if he'd been on the other side,
he'd be dead.
Or, you know, if he'd hit on the driver's side, it would have been...
He would be dead. He would absolutely be dead. And to say that I was flipped out is an exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was not flipped out. I was... I was calm, yet inside my head, I was a manic. I mean, I was.
Yeah.
You don't know. I'm seeing my kid being brought out on the stretcher.
Oh my! I just can't even imagine. Any parent can. I mean, that's just incredible.
And the paramedics are saying we don't know what hospital to take him to yet because we don't know how bad his injuries are.
Right. Knowing my sister being an EMT, you don't know from the outside at all because a lot when people get really racked up in a car wreck, the stuff's all internal and they can't really tell when they're at the scene.
So what they say is that what we're going to do is we're going to put your wife in the ambulance and she's going to go. And we're going to go to the firehouse, and they're going to bring another ambulance, and we're going to decide whether we have to take him with a helicopter.
Was he lucid? Was he talking at all when this is going on?
Yeah. They said we're going to decide if we're going to take him with a helicopter somewhere or another ambulance. And, well, you got to stay here and wait for the cops. Mm-hmm. And it was like, okay, that's what I got to do. That's what I got to do. So I'm standing there, and I'm watching the ambulance drive away. And the amazing part of this is that my son... Other than a bump on his head and a couple of scratches and some cuts on his arm, he's fine.
That's
he
wow.
He walked out of the hospital.
Thank God for that.
He walked out of the hospital yesterday afternoon and was saying he felt like that Bruce Willis movie Unbreakable, mm-hmm. where the guy's in the train wreck and nothing happens to him.
Yeah.
And I went back...
Must have been scared as hell, though, I would imagine.
I went back to the site yesterday afternoon, the Fairfax County Police again. They could not have been nicer. We went back and looked at the accident scene, and to look at it where the car was and the circumstance of how my son got in this accident... I swear, I don't know why he's alive. He's alive because he has a guardian angel.
Yeah.
He's alive because he's a great kid with a good heart. I don't know if he just won the lottery yesterday.
Boy.
But I'm telling you, you could look at a picture of this and you could say, as a matter of fact, one of the paramedics told me when they arrived, when Bart, after another motorist stopped and pried off the door and helped Bart get out of the car, mm-hmm. when Bart was walking towards the street, this is how lucky he was, the paramedic looked at the car and said, oh, my God, what's the condition of the driver?
Mm-hmm.
Bart said to the guy, I'm the driver.
Wow.
And the paramedic was blown away by that.
Jaw dropped on that thing.
Blown away by that.
Well, thank God he's okay. That's the most important thing in that whole deal. When you called me last night, it's so funny because when Don calls now, most of the time, I take my deep breath because I think it's the Don calling me to see how I'm doing phone call, and I take the big deep breath, and you said, like, wait a minute, I'm not calling for that reason. And then when I heard what you went through, my God. I mean, but thank God the most important thing, you know, is that your son's all right.
Yeah, he's okay.
Wow. That's just amazing.
We're lucky.
You were a little shaky last night.
I'm a little shaky today.
Of course.
You know, that's why, listen, I will tell you, it's a goddamn miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that God's got no problem with me saying goddamn because I'm just saying it and it's just words.
Right.
But I'm telling you, my kid has got a guardian angel. And again, I just wanted to publicly thank the Great Falls Fire Department and the Rescue Department and the Fairfax County cops who could not have been nicer and could not have been better helpers. They came to the hospital.
That's terrific.
Came to the house. They were... They could not have been nicer.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, they were a huge help.
Thank
God. Thank God for them. You know, although as it turns out, Bert was okay. God knows if he would have needed something,
maybe there to help him.
They would have been there. I think their response time was something like 90 seconds.
Amazing.
I mean, it happened very close to the fire station.
So there was somebody that saw him go off the road and was able to call right away.
Immediately called 911.
Thank God for that, especially when you say that you couldn't see where the car was off the road.
I couldn't. That's amazing. Yeah. Christ's sake, what a weekend. So that's what we...
Wow.
That's what we were dealing with yesterday.
Wow.
Which is why I didn't get a lot of time to watch the Subway 400 yesterday.
But at least you were able to find one moment to just escape. Probably the last thing you really wanted to watch was a race.
Well...
in
the hospital, that was the only channel the TV got.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, now I know why you were watching it.
Channel 5.
It's like, by choice, you probably wouldn't have watched
that. They had the TV on. And as a matter of fact, yesterday, at one point, my wife held it together beautifully during this, and my son was lying on the table, and he was saying, "Dad, don't worry, I'm fine. And he got up, you know, they had the hospital gown on, and he got up, and he was attached to all these wires, and his back was just covered with these little shards of glass.
Yeah.
And they took his shoes off, and glass just poured out of his shoes.
Man, oh man,
and,
all about being on the right side of the vehicle.
And at one point, one of the nurses comes over to me and asks me if I need to be sedated, because I'm just...
Sure, out of your mind.
Out of pacing, and
of
like,
course.
I'm doing stuff like I'm walking into other rooms where there's other patients. There was some guy who dropped a weight on his foot. He was working out, I guess, and he dropped a weight on his foot, and I walked in there, and the guy said, "Yeah?" And he didn't know if I worked there or not. I had nice clothes on. We're coming back from church.
You didn't pull your game where you pretend to be a doctor?
No. I was too flipped out. I said, "What are you in here for?" And he said, "Hey, look, dude, I dropped a weight on my foot." And I mean, I said, you know, I apologized to this guy, whoever he was, because I said, "A big effing deal. My kid was almost just killed in a car wreck." Yeah. And at that point,
they escorted you.
One of the nurses came over and said, "You probably shouldn't be walking around the emergency room talking to the other patients.
Telling them that perhaps they don't need treatment."
Are you comfortable with being sedated? And I said, "No, I don't think I need to be sedated. I think I just need to..."
Want to be sedated.
To make sure my kid's okay. Mm. So, Christ, what a weekend.
God. Thank goodness he is okay.
What a goddamn weekend.
Wow.
And the airbag didn't blow.
Wow, that's not good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know.
That's pretty weird.
Someone said it was because...
Impact was on the side of the car, right?
Because it was not a head-on collision, even though the front end of the car was smashed as well.
Yeah, they still should go off, I would think.
Beyond recognition.
You know, you never know in that circumstance, too. If they go off and you're at a funky angle, maybe you're in worse shape than if they didn't.
One of the paramedics said to me, if the airbag had gone off, that might have killed him. Yeah. That, Jesus Christ.
Sure.
So, hi, everybody.
Drive carefully, everybody.
Yeah, please.
Welcome back.
Jesus H. Christ. Drive carefully. So that's my weekend.
That's heavy duty stuff.
Can't top that.
Yeah, hard to, that's what I said to Mike yesterday when I called him last.
Because I was all ready to give him my latest thing, you know, which was nothing.
I called Mike, and Mike was ready to lay it on me, and I said, listen, I'm not here to play the game, can you top this, but I guarantee.
He said that, and it was as soon as you got into that, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up this morning thinking about it and actually discussing it with my wife, I was saying, you know, wow, that's, you know, any parent going through that with a kid in a car accident, just horrible, just horrible.
You know, I love that kid more than anything in the freaking world. Love him more than anything. And pretty helpless feeling yesterday, standing there as they were, you know, as the ambulance drives away.
Well, I'm so glad you thank the people that help, because they do deal with that every single day, and they are professionals. And you know, the overwhelming majority of them are saints. I think people that do that really are, you know, they're good people. They're good people at heart, and I'm glad that you thanked them, because I mean, besides the actual nuts and bolts of dealing with accidents, they deal with parents, they deal with relatives. They, you know, they have to, and that's what they're good at too.
They were great. And I enjoyed the escort.
You got a police escort
that I received? Yes.
Wow. Now that's cool.
Yeah.
Were you able? You knew you were reasonably sure at that point that he wasn't seriously injured, right?
No, I was not.
You weren't. Okay, so you couldn't enjoy the escort.
I did not enjoy my escort.
Right, okay.
But they were great, and I wanted to thank them. And that's really the reason I bring it up today, is to thank them, the good paramedics and the cops and the fire department, because
right.
They jumped right to the scene. And at one point, it was the paramedic who was on the phone with me, telling me, "Listen, it's not as bad as you might think. Settled." This is before we even got to the scene. You know, the paramedic called me up and said, "Listen, don't." It's not as bad as you think.
Okay. But see, it's good that they do that.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, get your ass over here.
Yeah.
Please drive safely getting over here.
Right.
So they're great, and I wanted to thank them, which is why I bring it up. And now we will break.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk about it. I mean, I know you had a serious weekend, but I've just got to get more people to come out and see this band.
I know. And poor Mike, he is...
I'm getting a real, real complex.
Last night, he had a bunch of stuff that he wanted to tell me about. A lot of it non-band related, and yeah. I'm afraid I just wouldn't let you get a word in edgewise.
You know, everything's okay.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Everything's fine.
Glad to hear it. 877-365-3636. Toll-free number, DC 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Be the, something you want to say, or... Just,
no.
No, okay.
No, I just got to get a few more people in the door, that's all.
Be the, what do you mean? I don't get
it. I'm bummed about the band.
The band?
I'd like to speak to it, if I may. For
gotcha.
Ever so brief.
Gotcha.
Just brief.
Call 100, we'll come right back. And then, oh yes, the major recording star. Who I've got the brand new song, and let me simply say...
It's an American flag,
yeah, Mike, It is a patriotic song.
Of course it is. Okay.
It's a patriotic song. Debut it in just a minute. Caller 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, DORM, broadcasting live from the Baker Earth Science Building.
Great. Ladies, show some pink. To Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So how about it, girl? How about some nice stinky pink? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
I am caller 100.
Right, hi, and what's your name, my friend?
Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, where are you from?
Southern Maryland.
Jerry, you've won the 6 Feet Under prize pack. Good show on HBO. Don't miss an all-new season of HBO's original series, 6 Feet Under. Season premiere March 3rd. 9 p.m. New episodes every Sunday, only on HBO. Thanks for listening. Hold on a second.
All right.
That's a great show.
True. You know, that's a pisser that Sex in the City has already come and gone.
Right.
And 6 Feet Under is starting up again.
Yes, it is.
And Arliss, the show that won't die.
Arliss, brand new episodes.
Meanwhile, they're still rerunning, like, the first season of The Sopranos.
Right. That is just, you know, and people have come back to the party, too. I mean, when The Sopranos premieres, people will watch it again, but they won't watch it necessarily like they've watched it in the past. They do take a chance with The Sopranos.
I think you're just waiting a little bit too long there.
I think it's a little ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, come on, The Sopranos is a good show, but do we really have to wait 2 years to get something like, what do they do, 12 episodes or something like that?
And
roughly.
It's not that good. I mean, anybody that saw the episode where Paulie Walnuts and Christopher were lost in the woods know that. Mm. They're not all home runs, okay?
Big pussies.
Big pussy.
Faggots.
It's my big word.
Hey, what are you doing?
It's my big word of the day.
Hey, forget about it.
Okay, so, listen, do you want, we got a couple of things we could do. You can, hold on, about the Redneck Olympics.
Yes.
Some dumbass, Joe says, keeps calling and saying, hey, you're ripping off a Jeff Foxworthy bit.
You mean his signature, you know you were a redneck when?
No, I don't know what that's about. I will tell you that, in fact, and I'll bring the almanac in with me tomorrow, there is a town in Georgia that every year has something called the Redneck Olympics.
I didn't know that. That's good.
I got a book that has like when it's Silly Putty Day or right. It's Peanut Butter Day, and I was just looking through this book looking for an idea for the $1,000 giveaway, mm-hmm. and it said someday in I think it's Marietta, Georgia, mm-hmm. on someday in January just says Redneck Olympics.
Yeah, so we can make it our own.
So right. That's
thought of another category.
Okay.
Most dogs in your car. I'm sorry. Check that. Most dogs in your truck.
In your truck.
Because then you're limited by space.
Well, we will come up with all of the categories. We got to do it by tomorrow's show. So
not the bed either, the cab, right?
Since the actual Redneck Olympic show will be Wednesday.
Very good.
Outside in the Donna Mike World Headquarters parking lot here at radio station WJFK. When we're giving away $1,000 to the Dish Network, the network that Mike and I are getting. You know, they keep telling us that, but we never get it, though.
Yeah, well, it's confusing.
Get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 and static-free channels for 3 months plus free installation. Call 800-333-3-DISH. So, do you want to hear the mystery song, or would you rather lament about the fact that 39 people showed up to see your
band?
Well,
let me just, I'll be very brief about the band thing. I was thinking over the weekend that perhaps it is time that I share my concerns with our listening audience that you're not going to hear a lot on this on this show about it because I mean I do it for fun as kind of an addition to this. I don't tie the two together. I do in fact let people know if we're going to be somewhere, but I'm just telling people if you'd like to help me out here, please come out to a couple of these shows. I'd like to get a few more people to be aware of where we're going to be. Now I only mention it 3 times a week when we're going to be somewhere, but. You know, just pay attention to the regular venues and please come out and support our band because you know what? The guys weren't upset. I was upset.
Mike, I do know this. I know that based on what you told me the turnout was for the last set of the last show you did.
Yeah, about 40 or 50 people.
You guys, well now, you told me the last show that you guys did.
The last one at the small, this was a bigger venue where we had 40 or 50 people at Jack's. On Saturday night was, you know, seemed like however, less because it was a bigger venue.
However, let me just say, the number you gave me was 39.
Yes, and that's before we went on stage. I told you that I had counted. I actually had somebody count for me.
And I'll tell you that is more than 6 times the number of people that you told me showed up at your last gig for the last set.
Yeah.
When you told me you were performing for...
Like 8 people.
Mm-hmm. Six.
6 people, right.
So 6 times 6 is 36. So look at it as a positive that you had nearly 6 times the amount of people at Jack's as you had at Main Street USA.
But I was never more disappointed because I really was looking at this. This was a big stage. This was the drums up on a riser. Well, this was the real sound check from the guy, the in-house sound guy that they had out there. This is a real rock and roll venue.
This is where the has-beens play. This is where like Warrant and Poison play.
Who's the guy for the Allman? Dickie Betts.
Right.
That type of venue. You know, they get access and they do apparently, I'm told, very well. But I was very concerned with that, and I just want people to help me out here. You know, I need support. This was really, I counted this Saturday night as I'm sitting there looking down and counting people with my fingers. I counted this as... I want something to go right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want
something to go well, and this is part of, I want people to support the crap blues band, period.
Now, when you're counting the people,
yes.
Are you counting friends, family?
Of course. Oh.
I mean, I have friends of mine that are in the audience. The band, other guys in the band have friends. Yeah, I'm reasonably sure, of course, we're counting everybody that was there. Probably even employees.
Okay, so take out all the people that you think you know.
Yeah. What, me or everybody in the band?
Or everybody in the band.
I said 39 before we went on stage?
Yeah.
30.
All right, so you see
25. No, there weren't that many people. Even the people that we know now, I mean, have been the people that we've gone to our families and friends, you know, for that. But I mean, I stand by the quality, and I'm going to say this now, and I want everybody to hear this. This is a superior product to what you get with Jack Diamond. All right, I didn't want to have to do this, Don. I didn't want to have to come out and make this statement, but you know what? I think it's time for me to finally go on record and say this product that I offer is superior to Jack Diamond. All right,
your band is better than his.
The way I understand it, Jack Diamond is a band that plays like Mix 107.3 cover songs, right?
All right.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Very serious about this.
It's important to me to have more people show up. So,
gotcha.
You know, I maybe somewhere down the road, when I get motivated, we'll have some sort of website that people can go to, and I don't have to sit there and do this and say, hey, remember to listen at the... But really, if you ever want to know where we're going to be, listen to the end of the show. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Don will give a nice plug. And this Wednesday's plug, even though we're going back to a place where... We're going back to the record holder this weekend. We're going back to the place that had that... You know, the place that really now represents just death to me.
Six people.
Yeah.
You go back to Main Street, USA.
Thank you for remembering that. That counts as a plug.
That's a plug for you.
Or actually, if you see it from Little River Turnpike... Street USA, the neon, I don't believe has been replaced.
Well, there's the problem.
Main. With the Main Street. And you know what? If you come out to see the band, don't worry about it because you got like 18 televisions in there, you know, playing your favorite sporting events right next to the bandstand.
You can
knock yourself out as the vast majority of people do when they come out there. They're not there to see the band, they're there to watch television.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
What?
How do you feel about having an opening act? I mean, I'm in a band. I'd be glad to come out and help you guys out. I can do at least 50 people out there.
I can't pay the guys that are in my band. How can I have an opening act?
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, do you open with another band or do you headline?
No, we were opening. We were not even headlining.
Oh, no?
We opened for a band called the Road Ducks on Saturday night. A very good band.
I feel for you, though, man. When I had my band, we used to play to our girlfriends.
This is all guys that have bands. Every effort, including Joe Hartinger, has a band.
Hello, Donna, my show. I don't.
Guy.
I don't have
Buzz doesn't.
No.
Rob doesn't.
You know what I'm glad about?
Really?
Because you know what I was going to do?
Hold on.
I was going to say to you, I was going to come up to you and say, hey, listen, Neil, I know you haven't seen the band, but come out and see the band. And then you would have been there Saturday, and it would have been bad. Very bad.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Were you there, Tom?
No, I was trying to get there. I didn't have a ride from Chuck or anybody else.
No.
I was trying to get there, and it was like,
I'm going to pull myself out of this pathetic
story. I know how many people were there Saturday night, Mike. There was 47.
Good. How the hell do you know how many were there?
You can't even count that high.
You can't even count to 47. How do you know there were 47 people there?
I know. I know the manager there.
Hey.
Tom, count to 47 right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47.
That's the number.
Tom Gavin, a beautiful mind, everybody.
Tom, let's keep the streak going. What's 39 plus 8?
Never get
39
it.
39 plus
8? 39 plus
8. Never get it. I got 20, says he'll never get it.
I'm with you.
39 plus 8 plus is 34.
Right.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Where's Charlie?
He's not here.
He's dead today.
Bye, Tom.
Oh, he's dead.
No. Charlie better not be dead.
No, Charlie's not
Hello,
dead.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
You should probably stay with radio.
Why, did you, have you heard the band?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, then you're,
right, then you're not qualified to say that.
SammyEubanks.com.
Was the guy getting a plug-in for his own stupid website?
There we go. Well, I'm Don, thank you. I've got it out of my system. I'm very, you know, I still enjoy it, and it doesn't really, you know, you say to yourself, it doesn't matter how many people are there, but it does. It actually does. So, I mean, but I still enjoy it. I'd enjoy it if there was one person out there. It's fun to do. It's fun. And I do maintain my statement that it's much, we bring much more entertainment value to the table.
Than Jack Diamond.
Yeah.
I'd like to, if I could just be selfish for a second, which is something that I enjoy doing and I'm real good at doing.
Yes.
I'd like to thank our listeners for what I told the story of my son barely escaping death, not one telephone call yet. When you get 39 people coming to a band show,
the phones are just going crazy.
So, listen, from me to you guys, right here, from my ticker.
Don, I can only say the listener's probably more comfortable with with my
problems. I'm goofing.
Didn't know what to say.
Yeah. I'm just goofing.
And I want to thank Jay, the owner, I believe, of Jax, for having us. I hope he has us back. Based on his financial ledger, he might not be inclined to do so, but we'd love to come out again.
Gotcha.
He's a very nice man.
Gotcha.
Support crap.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, now.
Thank you.
Are you ready to...
I'm ready to hear your guy.
Are you ready for the world exclusive?
I have absolutely no idea who this is.
It's a Don and Mike world premiere. The note I received... Dear Don.
This is amazing. I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah. Long time, no speak. Hope all is well with you. Enjoy advance copy of my new album. Know you play no music, but maybe could give it a spin for old time's sake. On Curb Records.
Legendary label.
Yeah. Legendary label, and then it passes along some other stuff that I don't need to share with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, just let me say right now here on the Don and Mike Show, world premiere.
Very exciting.
And by this, I do mean world premiere. This is not like the Mr. Skin thing where you hear it on our show one day and then you hear it on, you know, Howard Stern show the next day. I'm telling you that right now we're the only ones with a copy of this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the world premiere of the new single. Let me say the new hit single. The new sure-to-be number one single by Ray Stevens.
Yeah. I had no idea you had a relationship with Ray Stevens.
And it's called...
Ray Stevens is a legend.
Osama, yo mama.
Oh, good. That's him.
Here it is now.
Oh, no.
Don and Mike, world premiere.
Your mama didn't raise you right. When you were young, she must have wrapped your curb too tight. She should have kept you home on those Arabian nights.
You know what I'm going to have to do while we're doing this? I'm going to have to say, Don and Mike exclusive. Because that's what the, yeah, like, the teeny bop
stations. Right, right, exactly. So somebody can't record it.
When like, they have the new Britney record. They come on and they go,
Z100 exclusive.
And thank God it's not one of the syrupy, sappy songs. It may not be funny. I haven't heard anything to make me really guffaw just yet.
No, but you will.
But it's at least it's not one of the syrupy ones.
Don and Mike exclusive.
New York City is where it's from. It's called a smart bomb. And I can hear your mama saying that.
You're in a heap of trouble, son. Now just look what you done.
Don and Mike exclusive. Ray Stevens.
You on TV with your dog.
Poisonly calls the show this week.
You in a heap of trouble.
Mike. World exclusive.
I don't think you will enjoy. I gave a search and destroy. Yeah, we got your terror right here. We gonna run it up your rear.
You need to hear any more, Mike?
No, no, that sucks.
Really?
That is really horrible.
Very sad.
You know? Here I was thinking it might be funny. Just another song.
This would be a serious song.
Of course.
From good friend Ray Stevens.
There's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile.
You know the song, United We Stand?
Oh, yeah.
World where freedom could not find an enemy, and peace would never end.
I bet it'll go well in Branson.
Well, that's just a bonus track. That's a bonus track.
Right,
that's because that was...
Is there anything else on the album?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got the whole
thing. Rob, I hear.
Yeah, there is, Mike.
I got the whole thing.
Funny you ask. How about,
are there any other novelty songs?
Freudian Slip?
Ah, maybe it's on the, maybe it's a non-tragedy related song that we could listen to without feeling like we're being exploited.
This will be fun.
Well, she was walking toward me in a tight red dress, looking like she just won a beauty contest.
All right.
I wanted so bad to make a good impression, using all the powers of articulate expression. And then all the blood rushed out of my head, and I can't be held responsible for what I said. But what I meant to say was, I'd be honored to reveal to you some aspects of our fair metropolis that a lady of your obvious sophistication might find extremely stimulating.
Right?
What slipped out was
Freudian slip.
Oh, it's Freudian slip.
Well, no, it's written Freudian slip, but he, apparently he sings Freudian slip.
It's
Freudian slip. Yep. You know.
Yeah.
There you go. That's my man.
Hey, all right. I didn't know he was a friend of yours.
That's my man.
See him in Branson.
My man.
Ray.
Going to be calling the show later this week.
You've given us so much over the years. Osama, your mama.
Donna Mike, world exclusive.
Osama, your mama didn't raise you right. When you were young.
Now, did I lie? He's won a Grammy.
What did he win a Grammy for?
Everything is Beautiful.
Everything is Beautiful. That's, I mean, an absolute masterpiece of a song.
You need some therapy.
Yeah, I know it sucks.
Sucks. Quality aside, you think it'll sell?
It's just funny.
Sure. I always thought the Academy...
They might get some country airplay.
Yeah.
I always thought the Academy overlooked Santa Claus is Watching You.
Is that his also?
That's another one of his.
The Streak. Let's remember, that's a great novelty record.
And
Streak.
Bridget the Midget.
And Guitar Zan. And perhaps his most appropriate song in this day and age, Ahab the Arab.
That is a good one.
That's right.
He's had Arab issues for a long time.
Yes, he's been around a long time, hasn't he?
He sure has. Yeah.
Show the cover. The cover's great.
Yeah. See, it's Ray in a...
It's Ray with his mugging picture, yeah.
His, with his, Uncle Sam look on his face. Here's
it's a pretty nice album cover.
D, I believe, is going to stay at the obvious. D?
Yes.
Yes.
This music sucks.
Thank you, D, like I had to be told?
Oh, my God, you guys are killing me.
Well, D, just let me say, it's an exclusive on the Dutch.
No, I'm going back now, and I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing this to Ray. I shouldn't be doing this to Ray Stevens. I'm going back now and actually giving some serious thought to the lyrics of Everything is Beautiful.
Oh.
And I didn't want to have to do that, but Everything is Beautiful in its own way, a Starry Summer's Night.
It.
Yes. The world's going to something but a day, right?
You're right.
Very
pretty, but.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Kind of special.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Buzz, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I hate to do that. Grammy Award winning Ray Stevens.
All I know is that for a long time, you know how we had Al Molinaro,
Yeah.
whenever we needed someone for an emergency.
Famous.
Break the glass.
Ray Stevens is was your Al Molinaro?
Yeah, for a long time.
Very cool.
Before I worked with you on the occasion when I would need to pull a celebrity because I don't know anybody.
Right.
I could always call Ray Stevens.
And he'd be there for you.
He would always be there. He would always be there.
And well, how delightful that he's come back into your life now with tragic circumstances notwithstanding.
Yeah. That's right. For the world premiere of Osama... Yo Mama.
Hmm.
Although now I'm feeling really bad that some people are calling saying they've heard the song already.
Oh no. Well, now don't you have egg on your face
and then,
for claiming a world exclusive.
Then maybe it's not even a world exclusive if it's been out.
Wow.
Some friend.
Wow, thanks. And if that's the case, I'm going to take it up with him when he calls the show this week.
Yeah, where he sent you an alleged exclusive.
After we lie to him and tell him how great we think the song is.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, love
marvelous.
It. Fantastic.
Let me see, Greg?
Yes, Radio Gods.
Hi, Greg.
I think I know something that would help that music be better, and it probably would work for Mike's band, too.
What's that?
Just have all the members of the band wear Don's underwear on their head.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, is this Ray Stevens stuff only available on A-Track?
sir, I'm telling you, they have the CD technology.
Wow. Very cool album cover, too, with him in the Uncle Sam pose. Yeah,
yeah, you can't beat it, Mike. Hello, Kevin. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great.
I was wondering if the next time you guys are getting ready to prepare that song, if you could just give us some notice. That's why I have my girlfriend poke me in the eye. It'll be just a little less painful.
I'm giving you notice. You're never going to hear it again.
Thank Jesus.
You won't hear it until Ray calls the show this week.
Right.
Right. Hey, but you know what? I'm glad your son's all right, big guy.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Have a nice.
Appreciate that.
Man, that's you know, there's certain. I thought for a second, hey, oh, at least it's not. You know, how many songs seriously came out after the tragedy that were, you know, were really, you know, I'm sure some of them heartfelt, many of them heartfelt and just horrible.
Katie. Right.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Toots.
I don't know about radio. I know they were playing in that horrible mess of a song yesterday on, I'm pretty sure it was MTV or right after pop-up video sometime yesterday.
I suppose there would be a rather... funny.
Oh, the video is just as good as the song.
Oh,
okay.
Well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Would it be Ray dressed up as an
Ray animal? Dressed up as Osama's mama. It's painful.
Oh, I see.
It's sad and scary.
How could MTV get roped into that?
It may have been
VH1, so it may have been MTV Lite. I'm not sure where it was.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks for the call. Hello, Bill. Don and Mike Show. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm wondering, are you sure you're just not pulling over on us, that this is really the Crab Blues Band?
No, listen, I want to tell you something. I've heard the Crab Blues Band, and this is no Crab Blues Band.
Many times.
Right here. I've been to every one of their shows except the last one. I just missed the last one.
Right, look what happens when you don't show up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, glad to hear your son's doing good.
Thank you.
Listen, I heard that song on the Fox News Channel, the morning show. He came on there and sang it.
Well, then that bastard.
I wonder if he worked with Steve Doocy.
That bastard.
That was probably like 4 or 5 weeks ago, too.
You're kidding.
No, it was quite a while ago.
Well, now you have a right
to be mad. Now, I turned the radio down because I already heard it. This sucks.
I see a CD that's heading towards Hammer Town.
I just want to say that if that's the case, then it's over between me and Ray.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over by the tomatoes, and here he comes.
I don't need to hear the streak.
Oh, beans to the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel." And it's too late. She'd already been in the scene.
Here he comes.
Boogie-dee, boogie-dee.
There he goes.
Although it used to be a good bit, like when I was by myself playing records,
right. When
I would say, I would say, like, for the whole show that I was going to have a major rock star, and then towards the end of the show, it would be like, hold on, one of my, do a setup like this would be good. All right, are you ready for the major rock star? Here's the announcement. Joining me now. Waited all day. You couldn't figure out who it was.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
What is they call him? The street.
Say hi to Ray
Stevens, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, what an amazing disappointment for your audience, that must have been.
Well, like Al Molinaro was always a disappointment for our audience.
Absolutely. Yes, but we enjoyed his visits.
Sure.
Maybe it's the combination. You know, this is... I'm trying real hard to... Yeah, this is his Grammy Award-winning song.
That's right.
Forgot that he used children on the album, which is always one of my favorite things.
Pull out every trick, right? Well, he was always my emergency breaking glass, you know, in case of emergency break glass.
In its own way. Gotta like this song.
No, you don't.
You don't have to like it.
Might as well be Jim Davis.
Snow-covered winter's day, pardon me for analyzing the lyrics, but...
All right, you know.
Well,
he's
I don't
master
know. You tell me, is that as good as this?
And he ain't wearing no clothes. Yes, they call him the street.
Hold on, what did I do with the new one already?
And he used that lovely whistle.
The slide whistle?
Yeah.
Boogity, boogity.
One of the first successful records to use the slide whistle.
Really?
So it's historical.
The groundbreaking Ray Stevens, who apparently has whored this record out to everybody in the world, yet sends me an overnight package saying, exclusive.
Right.
Please give it a spin.
Goddamn.
And listen, this is a segment everybody can look forward to next week or later this week on the show.
Don't get mad. I mean, don't think that he diminished a tremendous tragedy for commercial gain.
Don't worry.
Are the proceeds of the album going to anything, does it say, on the album?
They're going to Ray.
They're going to Ray. All right.
Let me see if I find anything in here that
says the proceeds will go. I mean, he obviously has made a reasonable amount of money in his lifetime with his hit records and all.
Let me simply say...
inspired stock buy.
Oh, when September 11th came along, we were all horrified, outraged, and we wanted to do something. Our president said we need to go on with our lives and do what we normally do.
After the firm said
I write songs.
Declare bankrupt.
So that's what I did.
By Moody's, and
it was my natural response.
I'm Bill Torrey from the newsroom at MarketWatch.
Maybe my doing what I did will help others focus some of their frustrations or have an appropriate way in those times when there's not much to laugh about. And this is what he came up with.
Hell, you've changed my mind.
All right, look forward to that this week on the show when Ray calls in.
I sure hope he tours with Lee Greenwood this summer.
Now, Roman. Just keep in mind, you need some therapy. Just put it in the back pocket and know that when he calls the show later this week, that it'll start off nice, but it'll end bad.
Ah, okay, very good.
It'll end badly. Because I don't care if the song's bad. I knew the song would be bad as soon as I saw the title, Osama, Yo Mama.
Right.
But, damn. Listen, don't treat me like a common whore.
Well, and also, I will, one of my first questions will be seriously about the proceeds of that. I think that anything with the American flag on it, as the album has, and with all of that,
and the inside cover has We the People.
We the People, I believe, you know.
And the back cover has the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. I'd be curious about the direction of at least a portion, and I will, my entire tone with Mr. Stevens will be predicated upon what he answers when I ask that.
I don't think you will be disappointed.
Ah, very good. Thank you. Thank you. You know how I feel then.
I know. Sure, why not?
You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how those records make me feel. Every single goddamn one of them.
It was actually through Ray that you met his brother, isn't it?
Who's his brother?
Ken. Yes, Ken. Kenneth Stevens. All right, so that's the major announcement.
Osama, your mama.
Thanks for overnighting that.
There you go, and you filed it.
Friend. Well, I can't get mad. You know, he helped me out of a jam a lot of times, and I was playing records for a living.
That's cool. And, you know, hey, come on.
Yeah, but
we don't need to get mad.
We can cut him an a-hole later. when he calls in. What is this? We're missing the all-time Ray Stevens song? I think we've covered them all. Darren, what are we missing?
Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
Right.
Never heard of
that. Yeah, we
one.
Sure overlooked that one.
Never heard of that one.
Oh, that was a classic.
All right, thank you, my friend. Well, everybody can bring this up with Ray when he calls the show before he gets
obviously
mad.
Obviously, he's got a lot of fans. I think that's delightful.
Sure. Before he gets mad and hangs up. Because I'm going to go heavy on him about this. Hey, you send me an exclusive. I mean, I think that's probably the way I'm going to play it before I tell him that the song really sucks.
Right.
I'm probably going to play the Hurt Puppy routine like, hey, Ray.
Yeah, and now you know him well, right?
We go back. Well, I know him as well as you and I know Al Molinaro.
I see. All right, so you've had a lot of conversations.
I know him well enough that I used to, in a pinch, be able to just call him up
right,
and say, hey, would you come on my show and be the mystery guest? Or I need a judge for a contest.
I probably won't say this to him because there's certain things that are too hurtful. But even before you played that record today, I felt differently about Ray Stevens than I do right now. I swear to God. Yeah. That's how powerful, Don, your presentation was today.
Same.
I mean, really, maybe I didn't give him a lot of thought. But when I did give him thought, it was kind of like a light chuckle. I feel totally different right now.
All right, well,
I feel a little soiled.
Listen for the dynamic later this week.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can arrange for the call to be on the day we're having the Redneck Olympics.
That'd be fantastic. Perfect.
That would work out perfectly. Okay, let's do a break.
You're gay, Ethel.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well-lit, fiery red, full frontal scene, posing for a painting 31 minutes and 10 seconds into the flick. Now that's rolling out the red carpet. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good part.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
Ha ha.
Ha ha yourself.
The home of Mr. Joe Artinger. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, they're listening to the show, Mike, at RayStevens.com. Because we've just received this. That Ray's artist and record company royalties from the single CD, single and CD, are being donated to the United Way Relief Fund.
Single and CD?
Single and CD.
For the whole thing.
United Way Relief Fund for the children of the victims of 9/11.
Okay, well then I feel differently.
That's important.
As soon as I hear that, I feel a little different.
No, I don't.
I know you don't.
But you've got a different gripe with it.
But
it
wasn't
the exclusive.
Right. But I'm over my anger, about trying to make money on the tragedy, because he's not.
Not the exclusive. Okay? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I mean...
Hello? Christ, he was Al Molinaro for me for years.
Well, you have a legitimate beef with him.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I am?
Yes.
Hi, this is, my name is Laura. I just was, this is my, Mike, I mean, Don, correct?
Don and Mike, we're both
Don
here.
Don and Mike, well.
Yeah, we're both here. Hello.
Hello to both of you, but, Don, I just wanted to say I'm sorry also about your son, but I had a similar experience this weekend with my only child, who is a son. And he was also in an auto accident.
How's he doing?
He's doing good, thank God.
Good.
You know, just the prayers and everything. But it was, when you were saying it was like deja vu, you know, I'm thinking, oh, gosh. There must have been an angel up there this weekend watching these kids.
Well, I'm glad for both of you. That's terrific.
Not to get sappy, but really, that's. I was talking about it with my wife last night, and that's the only way. Because I had every single guy say to me, it is a miracle. Even yesterday when the accident investigator came over, he said, it is a miracle your son's alive. I mean, beyond the fact that he's walking around and that he had no internal injuries and he didn't break any legs.
Right.
And how you drove to the accident site is, you know, I'm like, oh, gosh, how did he do that?
Yeah, you know, I would imagine when you get into that situation, you really do. Some people just shut down. You can't. You get so shaken that you can't function. You know.
I had a moment. I'm not proud of this. I had a moment with my wife where I hung up the phone and she said, what? And I said, Bart was in an accident. And I just stopped the car in the middle of the road for a second and I just, for maybe 5 seconds, I just lost it.
I lost.
It was a combination of crying and yelling, and then I just thought, I got to get my ass together.
Right. Yeah, you have to. Right. Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's your worst nightmare, you know.
Certainly, you know.
They get the driver's license, you know, and you pray, and that's exactly what happened. He's coming from dinner, and he saw a headlight coming at him. It looked like it was coming over, and he swerved to miss it, and he twirled around. Thank God another car was not coming down the road, and both, and he landed in, backed up, landed in a ditch. It was like, but I just wanted to say there are other parents out there in the same thing, and, I'm sorry, and I'm glad your son is okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're sweet. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah. I get, and the more we talked about it with people, the more we found that there have been other people who have been in similar situations. As a matter of fact, last night, Fred and I were, surprisingly, at a bar, at a local bar, because it had been a long, long day.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman who was bartending mentioned that a similar thing with her kid.
Yeah, it's, I hate to say statistics, but, I mean...
Who knows?
That's when accidents happen, unfortunately. They happen to a lot of teenagers.
Right? But anyway, he's okay, and I thank God for that. And thank you for your nice calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike about the Crap Blues Band?
Yes, I hope you came out and saw us, and you said it's the greatest show you've ever seen. I'm ready for some positive energy, but you're not going to say that, are you?
I'm going to. Is this Mike?
Good. Yes, this is Mike right here. Hi.
Mike.
Hi there.
I met you at the Main Street, or I guess Street USA.
Oh, yes, Street USA.
You were one of the six.
Yes.
I think maybe I was one of the nine.
The nine, okay, very good. Yeah, well, it varies, Don. Starts out significant, and then the third set is what I'm looking to improve the numbers on.
Well, yes, you're going to be there this weekend, aren't you?
Yes, ma'am, thank you for mentioning that. We'll be there on, that's the second plug we've gotten.
Do you remember who I am?
No, I don't.
I'm the personal trainer.
Are you the lady that has the same name as the porn star?
Yes, I am.
Ah, yes, everybody in the band remembers you. Yes, what? Absolutely. Your name is... I remember. Amber Lynn. That's right.
Famous relative of...
Ginger Lynn. Yes. She of the anal workout.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, I just wanted to tell you that hopefully we'll get a couple more people and be there this weekend.
Well, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Fine. I'm glad your son is okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks very much. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Do you want... do you want me to try to pad the house for you?
No. Here's the deal. You know the way I look at that? I look at that as like a little chip that I'll hold. That I'll call that marker in when I really need it.
So I could call.
I'm gonna really need it.
I could call. The Mardi Gras guy could call his guys.
I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need that when it's gonna be more important to me personally.
All right. I got you.
There you go.
I'm with you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I have some suggestions for the Redneck Olympics.
Oh, hold on. Before we talk about the Redneck Olympics, I must mention something about the real Olympics. That I didn't watch them a lot. I didn't get into it a lot. I didn't even get into it when the girl from the island won
little 16-year-old Sarah Hughes, won the women's figure skating championship, won the gold medal, beating out Michelle Kwan and the Russian girl.
I can't get into it. However, I do want to say that there's nothing greater about America than KISS. being at right. the Olympics. That...
Hey, Christina Aguilera on stage last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
That outfit.
That I did dig.
That outfit worked on every possible level.
That's about the only part of the Olympics that I thought was cool was that KISS came out.
Yeah. I do hope that look that she had, that Christina Aguilera had last night, I hope that's a fashion trend that permeates every woman in society.
She was a whore. Yeah, very slutty looking girl she is.
That's kind of it's the low riding leather pants with the garter belt up high.
Up high, exposed. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Nice look.
Yes.
That's right. But I'm glad it's over because I'm glad of all the goddamn. You turn on the Today Show every day, it's a goddamn commercial for the Olympics.
Right.
And frankly, every time I tried to watch it, I would see. And again, I don't want to say anything because he's been on the show and he's a friend, but I'd see the bobblehead doll, Bob Costas. just
constantly just droning on about how we should cry for this person for this reason, or we should feel, you know, they knew someone who was in the trade center, or and God, how many times have I got to hear the story about the guy with the cell phone, the guy who does the ad with the, I wonder who's calling Johnny. Johnny, dumbass. Johnny, it's the theme of Low Rider. Have
right.
you seen that?
I have not. I have not.
It's a commercial that they ran for a month before the Olympics. And the guy, what he's doing, he's waxing his board.
Ah.
He's not.
Oh, man.
And his cell phone rings, and it's to the tune of Low Rider.
Right.
That's the ring on his phone. And as it's playing, as he's waxing his board, I don't even know this guy's name, he sings, I wonder who is calling me. Johnny, dumbass. Johnny, dumbass. Then they cut to a scene of his dad and his grandfather. And both of them are sitting like in rocking chairs, and they are singing to the tune of Low Rider, we are trying to call Johnny Dumbass.
Oh, man.
Johnny Dumbass.
Is this the three Olympians? Is this the three generations of Olympians?
And the grandpa was killed by a drunk driver.
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
Killed by a drunk driver a month before the Olympics.
Right.
That in itself is a tragic story and an awful story, but a story that I got tired of hearing.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the big stories of the Olympics that they definitely ran into the ground.
I don't want to see it replayed 1,000 times that when the guy got done and the guy won the gold medal, he pulled out the picture of his grandpa. Yeah. I mean, the first time it happens, it's a heartwarming moment. You go, God, okay, that's great. The 50th time that they show it on the Today Show, though, enough. Mm-hmm. Enough. And I'm not sure, when did they pull the commercial? Because it seems to me I've seen the commercial within the last month.
I thought they pulled it dead, like at the beginning of the games, at the beginning of the Olympics.
Yeah, but the guy was dead before that, right?
Right. Yeah, long since.
Right. So, like, they've been running a commercial with the guy's dead grandfather.
Exactly. That's true. They did.
Right. That strikes me in incredibly poor taste.
I would think so.
Yeah. That the guy's grandfather is dead, yet they're still running the commercial with him sitting on the rocking chair going, I am trying to call Johnny Dumbass.
Now, will you feel the same way about the Summer Olympiad?
I don't care about the Olympics.
You don't like the Olympics?
I don't like the Olympics. I don't like the fact that all the good shows on Channel 4 aren't on.
Right.
I don't like having... And
You don't like the luge?
No. And what
speed
I also,
skating?
What I also don't like is the fact that the other stations just give up.
Yeah, they do.
That they don't run anything because they think that everybody's watching. Well,
it ought to be on all three networks.
There've got to be some people.
Oh Mike, please.
There've got to be some people like me that just don't get into it for whatever reason.
Well, I think that a lot of people don't get into the whole thing. A lot of people pick and choose what they get into. That's me. I mean, there's some of the events that I totally dig, some of the events that I absolutely can't stand, and some of the things that turned me off that I learned. Like, for example, that a lot of the ski jumpers are boys with eating disorders. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't believe that they actually do this to get their weight, which is basically emaciated.
Rob, where's Low Rider? We got him right here somewhere, don't we? Or you got that war seating? The guy's name is Jimmy Shea. That's the guy.
Jimmy Shea.
The family said they were okay with the commercial continuing to run, and I guess everybody supposedly looked at it like it was a tribute.
Well, I didn't look at it that way.
No,
when I heard
spooky.
The guy
it's
was
a little
dead.
Spooky.
So, like, the commercial starts with the guy waxing his board. He goes, he hears his phone go off, right? And then he sits there and he goes, this is the ring. And then he sings, I wonder who's calling Jimmy Shea. And then it goes to a shot of his dad and his grandpa.
What's the product?
A phone company. Phone company I don't want to mention.
Yeah, all right, good.
A proud sponsor of this show.
All right, very good.
But then they go to the end, they go, we are trying to call Jimmy Shea. And then I find out the dude's dead.
Yeah.
The dude's dead. But
the grandfather, right? The grandfather got killed in an accident.
Yeah. But they're still running the commercial.
Weird.
Yeah.
A little strange. I wish I'd seen. Why did I miss that? I watched a lot of the Olympics.
And I guess they, as Buzz said, they pulled it before the Olympics.
And Jimmy Shea, a snowboarder or a skier?
I don't know.
Skier, I believe.
I don't know. He was waxing like some kind of just single thing.
Right. Like, or was he a skater?
I don't know.
No, he's definitely not a skater.
Right. I guess you don't wax your skates.
He had one of those like Power Ranger looking suits on.
Now there's an accident waiting to happen if you put a little wax on your skates.
Sure. Skeleton. What is that?
Oh, he's a sledder.
Oh,
it's head first. It's the luge, only it's head first.
It's tiny. It's like a lunch tray.
Yeah, it's a tiny little thing that you go head first down. And it was just reintroduced to the Olympics this year.
It's even more entertaining than curling.
Mm-hmm. I never saw the curling, and I wish I'd seen that.
The curling was on MSNBC.
Ah.
I think they farmed off the tea kettles and the broom.
42-pound stone.
Right.
Why, yeah. Thank you.
See, I know my little Olympic detail here, I guess.
It's not a tea kettle?
Hmm?
Not a tea kettle?
No, it's got a tea kettle handle on it, though.
Yes. You can carry it.
Okay, here we go. I found it in poor taste. I love her, Jimmy Shea. His grandpa got killed. But they still ran the spot. Yes, they did now.
How deep did they go into the sun? That deep? Would they go into...
How did they run the spot?
That's a yes.
Yes, this deep into the song. I mean, the song ran during the entire spot with Jimmy Shea singing.
I wonder who's calling Jimmy.
And then the, you know... Now, how can Grandpa call Jimmy Shea?
Yeah.
Grandpa's dead. That needs a hell of a long-distance connection.
Hello, Jimmy. Heaven on the line.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is there anything in the Winter Olympics that you would be mildly interested in?
Nope.
Not one thing?
Nope.
Like you turn it on and you say, hey, I'm going to watch that because it's just a... You like speed.
I like Kiss. I like watching Kiss last night.
How about the downhill skiing?
Nope. Not enough crashes.
Ski jumping?
Not enough crashes.
Hockey?
Nope. Hello.
Very sad.
Gene.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, at the end of that commercial now, they go with the black screen and they say, in the memory of, and then they give his grandfather's name.
Oh, well, how touching for them.
That's well, they're still making their buck.
Yeah, that's exactly the point, my friend. Right. How beautiful.
I wish I'd seen these commercials, darn it.
How could you miss it? You watch the Olympics constantly.
No, I don't. No, I really don't watch the Olympics. I watch what I like. I watch the hockey, a great hockey game.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
We lost, right?
Yeah, we did. We did lose, but you know, when you lose to the Canadians and it's hockey, it ain't that bitter a pill.
Hello?
Ain't that bitter a pill because they were, you know, the Canadians hadn't won Olympic gold in the hockey in 50 years.
That's
so
all right.
Feel for that.
It's just an annex of the USA anyway.
But yeah, I mean, and you know what? And afterwards, the players kind of hugging each other and stuff like this. So it was very, very cool.
Yeah, better than the Russians.
Absolutely.
Kind of Krauts.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Hey, about your redneck Olympics, is you gonna have any black rednecks in it?
Oh, absolutely. We have brothers come down. There sure there are black rednecks out there.
Okay, I know a couple.
Well, you know the concept though of redneck. I mean the whole thing. I mean, I know there are black rednecks, but I mean, aren't you watering it down now? Aren't you kind of diminishing what true redneck Olympics are, which the rednecks are making fun of white people?
Let me just say that I have confidence in our white rednecks. That even if we open this up to all races, all creeds, all colors,
right?
That your average Bible thumping Methodist redneck is going
to
win.
Okay, so it's open to people of all races.
Yes.
We won't get the label of being of discriminating.
No, but let me just
say this gentleman, are you a black redneck?
Oh, no. I'm far from that.
Let me just say that one of the categories that I think is going to hinder anyone of the black persuasion is going to be the most Confederate flags that are tattooed on the body or that are on the automobile.
Oh, both automobile and would you agree that with the Redneck Olympics, that bringing the automobile into this competition, I think every contestant should have his rig.
You got to bring the General Lee.
Now you've mentioned the Confederate flag. Can employees participate?
I'm sorry, you're out of the running on this.
Okay.
One more, we got a break. Penny, hi Penny.
Hey, hi Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hi, baby.
Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Hi there. I'm calling about the whole Jim Shea story, and I thought it was really heartwarming, too, about his grandfather. Really sad story. But then they interviewed Jim himself, who was talking about putting his Olympic baseball cap in the coffin where his grandfather was, and also a nip of whiskey because he likes to drink. But he also said that they talked, and they had some laughs. And this was while he's talking to his grandfather while he's in the coffin.
What are you saying? Are you saying that he said he talked to his grandfather?
He said, I put my baseball cap in the coffin and a nip of whiskey, so, and then we talked and we had some laughs.
Well, he's being figurative where he's talking about his dead grandfather. I mean, you know, that's what, you know, he probably reminisced
well, yeah.
and stood there. You know, you wig out when somebody buys the phone.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be saying we. I mean, I would say, you know, I talked to him and then I just think it's kind of weird that you're having a conversation with somebody who's dead as opposed to just talking to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, honey. Well, at least they didn't put that in the commercial.
Yeah,
well,
at least you didn't see him sitting at the coffin going, hey, Grandpa, guess what?
Right.
I won the gold now.
But this woman might want to call the Washington Post if they need any funeral critics.
we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
With the good taste of cancer. The Don and Mike Show.
Yum, yum. Hey, listen now. You know, Wednesday we're doing the Redneck Olympics. Thursday we're doing the Ride Round the Beltway Show. The Ride of a Lifetime. Where we're going to be doing the entire show live from an RV via satellite. And we're going to be giving away money. Stopping at random exits on the Beltway to give away money to thank you for the great number one ratings you've already given this show here in D.C. in our new time slot on WJFK. And I want to mention that our Ride Around the Beltway is sponsored by Subway. Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. I know, Mike, you had asked me the question last week, how we are able to afford the technology.
Yeah, because it's really an expensive endeavor.
The satellite stuff, well, that's how. Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you very much to the good people at Subway. We got a letter from who subscribed us to the newsletter Great Sexpectations?
Oh, that was me.
It was Buzz Burbank. You know, we're always getting subscribed to stuff. And I do want to say to those people who subscribe us to stuff or send into the Franklin Mint,
mm-hmm.
whenever they come out with the Dale Earnhardt Jr. statue or mug or whatever,
right.
Thank you, because generally what we do is if it's a piece of crap, a magazine, or one of those dumb plates that we don't want, what we do is we call back and we say, well, we do a radio show.
Right.
No thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if it's something cheesy enough, and I'm trying to think of the last cheesy item that I kept. It might have been the Dale Earnhardt clock that said on it, because God needed one more driver.
Because God needed a driver. It was a lovely, lovely item. You brought that home, didn't you?
No, it's still up in the office.
It's in the office? Well, you ought to put it up.
It's in the office, and on those occasions, what we do is we call the company. We just say, hi, listen.
Right.
You know, we're Don and Mike, and we're DJs, and our DA listeners will call up, and they order this stuff for us, and then you can't hold us responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So people are always signing us up for mail.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you used to get that
Out magazine.
Yay magazine.
They don't send that anymore. As a matter of fact, I've got to be honest, the subscriptions are diminishing, and I'm not sure why. I know the people at Penthouse don't send along their product anymore.
Well, I know that we get now Great Sexpectations newsletter, and they have a list of aphrodisiacs.
Oh.
All right, some of these are
corn.
Stuff you would have known and some stuff you wouldn't have known.
Okay.
Of course, you've got, like, oysters.
I believe in oysters.
Yeah. The aphrodisiac. Chocolate is the aphrodisiac.
No, that I don't believe. I think that makes you a fart.
alligator.
Oh, yes.
Eating alligator.
Alligator sushi.
Now, listen to this. Where are you going to get this?
Because you get all horny when they're doing the preparation.
Where are you going to get this? Bear's paws.
Hey. Bear's paws?
Who's going to, first off, who's
Jim McMahon. Jim McMahon, get your hands off me.
First off, who's going to go chop off a bear's paws?
I wouldn't know. I would for a good friend.
Would you really, if you're really horny?
Yeah, I mean, if I knew it would work.
It could be from Asia, I'm not
there's
sure.
There's some girl you really want, you get to tie down a bear.
Oh, man, is she going to do me?
Or even better, how about some alligator?
Mm-hmm. There you go now. Just take a little off the tail.
You must eat it fresh.
Don't just look at it.
What eat do you it.
Think of my aphrodisiac? Oh, he's an angry gator.
Now, here's one I'll tell you I don't eat a lot of, but I find it hard to believe that this is an aphrodisiac. Celery.
Ah! Now I made a joke because I was just trying to be silly when you mentioned chocolate, and I it's I mean celery for me is absolutely a gas producer, and that to me is not an aphrodisiac.
And now again, where are you going to get this unless you get the animal and you actually hold the animal down and you get out a saw?
Oh, no, here we go.
A duck's beak.
Oh, a duck's bill.
Really? You've heard of it?
A duck bill soup.
Okay, I've never heard of this.
Oh, I drink it regularly.
I just picture you go into the woods, you grab the animal, you get the saw, son of a bitch, it just won't.
What's delightful is the duck can live very well after that, too.
Come on.
I don't know if they grow them back, but I think that they're just quieter.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Frog's legs.
Frog's legs, a delicacy. Have you ever eaten frog's legs?
Uh-uh. Love them.
You've been to fancy French restaurants. You've never had frog's legs.
Uh-uh. They're great.
Never had them, Mike. Although
you never eat frog's legs watching the Olympics?
Sorry, I don't. Although if I was going to, I'd go out to the woods, find me a frog, then I would saw their legs off.
Every aphrodisiac you use, developed with a hacksaw. You're going to go all the way to the end with it?
Yeah.
It's quite a frog.
It just won't come off.
Got a leg. Ooh, there it is.
All right. This one I think you probably knew. Garlic.
No, I never thought of it as an aphrodisiac. No. I mean, it makes your breath stink. How could it make you feel sexy?
I don't know. I know I've read that, garlic is unique.
Yeah. Oh, the king, boys.
Ginger.
Talking about the king. Lynn. Rogers.
Spice.
Okay, king of the gingers.
Thank you.
Ale.
Snap. Beer.
Ginger ale, Buzz. Ginger ale. From Gilligan's Island.
Ginger.
Oh. Ginger.
The ginger. You now see that would almost
snaps. Did you have snaps?
I had had snaps.
Okay.
Ginger Grant is her full name.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Bread.
Parsnips.
No.
Parsnips are like little
like turnips.
Radish turnip
type thing. Yeah. Okay. Pig's trotters. You know what that is?
That sounds like genitals to me.
No, pig's feet.
Oh, pigs! I've seen pig's feet.
Again, what you would have to do is go out and you would have to...
In the woods.
You'd have to go to the woods.
Find the pig.
Get yourself a pig. Tie him down.
Probably what it would sound like. Is there any greater animal sound effect than the one we got ourselves? We're so proud of that pig sound effect.
Those are real pigs. It's not like from some sound effect record.
We actually were holding the pigs when they were making those sounds. That is still... I defy anyone to find a better pig sound effect.
Those are two pigs they named after us at an amusement park.
Absolutely, at Wild World.
At Wild World. All right, now here's something I guarantee you do not...
Come on, Rob, will you stop me?
Hello.
All right, she was a pig, too.
Here's one that you're not going to believe. Prunes.
Hey, really? What about raisins?
Doesn't say. I'm just reading this in alphabetical order.
What is this business with everything that makes you, like, fart? And
prunes. That's weird. Prunes. Prunes are an aphrodisiac.
Huh.
Rattlesnakes are an aphrodisiac.
I've killed those before. I've actually killed those by accident.
Actually, snails?
I ran it over with my car.
You probably... Oh, I remember when you did that.
Snails. I've eaten many, many escargot appetizers.
Mm. All right, now this I know yet. Spinach. I've had spinach plenty of times, and I'll get horny from eating spinach.
Maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't make the connection. Maybe you don't feel that immediate impulse.
And I even have the cream spinach.
It's fantastic.
And the last item on the list, who in their right mind would eat one of these? A termite.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Termites.
What? How do you eat them? I mean, do you fry them?
I don't know. I just got the list.
Yeah, you know what? Termites not only are... Do they eat wood? But they're eat wood.
There it is.
That's why
they eat wood.
They eat the wood.
Eat the wood.
Wow.
But I mean, termites are a gross bug, even on gross bugs.
Albino looking.
Right.
Oh no. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. You guys are just talking about going to cut off a pig's foot, man. You can buy those down at the beer store.
No,
yeah, I know.
They're
like $4.95.
They're not fresh, though.
We're aware. We're talking about if you want them absolute, you know, love making fresh, you got to.
Potency, Don. It's all about potency.
Right. You know, you don't want something that has gone through the FDA or whatever.
Nah.
Nah, what you want to do? You want to go out in the woods,
right.
Find yourself a pig, cut those little pig's feet right off.
Besides, the ones down at the beer store are pickled.
Yeah,
and
pickling
takes the horniness out of
them. Yeah. They're kind of nasty. All right, guys, talk to you later.
Thank you, my friend.
What about eggs?
Thank you, my friend. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Good day to you, sir. Eggs not on the list, Mike.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay, thanks.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm calling from Bakersfield, so I'm listening to you an hour later.
Right. What can we do for you?
Then you already know that they've been playing Osama, Your Mama in Bakersfield for about 3 months.
Yes, I'm well aware of the fact that Ray Stevens has done me bad on this, but listen to the next hour of the show. You'll hear I've got a plan to get back at him.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, when can we hear from Luigi? I always call and request for Luigi, and I don't get to hear that gentleman quite enough.
So noted, sir.
Thank you.
Gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, you DA, Bear Claws. Are not bear claws like a bear. It's like a donut. It's like a pastry.
No. Hey, no, listen, you DA. It says BEAR'S, pause, and it's on the same list as duck beak, frog's legs, and pig's feet.
Well, that's just kind of crazy then. Okay.
Don't call me a DA, you DA.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Good answer. Good argument.
See, you're talking about the breakfast product if you didn't have the apostrophe S there, I think.
Nice comeback.
And I don't think a donut would be an aphrodisiac.
Oh, Rob's vigorously nodding his head.
Disagrees. Show. Well, Rob, you ever sucked the jelly out of a donut?
Oh, I have.
You ever sucked the jelly out of a bear?
Hello. Hello there.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Now I'm horny.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Just me, Don?
Yeah. Yes.
Last week, I want to bring up something from last week. When you guys were doing the list for Black Month, Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys worked together, you and Don, you and Mike?
16 years.
When Mike asked you to come up with 10 pro golfers,
mm-hmm.
Mark O'Meara?
Well, why are you going backwards? I was very impressed with the way you did the list.
I had 10 golfers, so I didn't remember the guy named Mark O'Meara, BFD.
Okay. Seemed like it would have been one of the top ones since you guys have been kind of close for a number of years.
That is
stayed with you all weekend.
That is very obscure, and it's also last week.
You're maybe the worst call of the day.
I've tried every day to get through.
My God, man, let it go.
You can stop.
Hey, Don,
now.
Challenge me to make a list of one bad caller.
I was actually very impressed. You know what I remember about that? I remember Yes for Parnovic, which was a great poll, I thought.
He's the guy with the weird, dumb hat.
Very cool.
Oh, and one of my polls was Chichi Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. And is it over here?
Yeah, I think so.
Look it. Hold on a second. I got to show you. You know, I've always maintained, we've had this discussion every year, when we get the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue,
yes.
That I always say it's worthless because, you know, it's like the Victoria's Secret thing. If you want to see the chicks naked, mm-hmm. you want to see the chicks naked.
Yeah.
But a lot of guys, you know, I guess it's mainly for young boys,
mm-hmm.
closest they can get to, like, getting porn.
Right.
They have a feature this year. They had it last year and in years past where they have athletes with their wives.
Mm-hmm.
And, for instance, here's a jockey who's got a real piece of ass wife.
Who went through that? How did I miss that?
Because
they made it look like ads or something like that.
No, here is a NASCAR Formula One driver with
his
wife.
That's his wife?
That's his wife. She's a piece of ass. Here is Albert Pujolot, some guy, a baseball player for St. Louis, with his wife. Who's also wearing a bikini, is a piece of ass. Mm. And then you get to golfer Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh. Chichi Rodriguez, like 70 years old.
And take a good look at his wife. Now, let me just say that all of the other women, all of the other athletes' wives, for instance, here's Javier Lopez of the Atlanta Braves.
Right.
Take a look at his wife.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
Piece of ass, very right? Nice. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, a little hippie.
Yeah, but still, mm-hmm.
right.
hot.
All yeah, these, very hot.
All these wives are hot.
Right.
Then you have Chichi Rodriguez. And take a look at his wife. His wife, the pig.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. Wow. I'm not kidding when I say she's a pig.
Yeah.
You could cut her feet off and you could eat them and they'd be an aphrodisiac.
You might want to find her in the woods.
Yeah.
Is that the funniest thing you've ever seen?
I was going to say at his advanced age, but why is he in here?
I don't know.
Because he said yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Volunteered.
His wife, celebrity most resembled. Do you remember the fat nurse on MASH?
Except she's fatter than the fat nurse on MASH.
But she got the same face and a big dress.
You pass that over.
I'm going to say, I'm going back now that I look at it closer. I mean, that's a very flattering photograph for Javier Lopez's wife also. And he's a lot younger than Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Yeah, but still.
You can tell when it's like the bottom of the bathing suit turns into like the dress. When it's like the skirt thing. But Chi Chi's wife doesn't belong in there at all.
No, I mean, that is on page if you want. Well, you know, they don't number the pages. What am I?
The one, the race car driver really looks like he's married to a supermodel.
She's so hot.
She's totally hot.
And then you have also the guy.
How did I miss that Chi Chi
Rodriguez? The guy for the St. Louis Cardinals, his wife is pretty hot.
Yeah, hard to get a that, really good look at her.
She has that Latino vibe happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go back to...
I don't know how I missed that.
You go back to Chi-Chi's wife, who I would say if you put me in a dress...
She weighs a lot more than Chi-Chi.
I'd say if you've ever wondered what I look like in a dress...
Right. This would be it, right here.
Any of you kids who love your internet fun, what you do is you take my head and you put it on Chi-Chi Rodriguez's wife's body. That's what I would look like as a as a woman. My God, how embarrassing this is for Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
And in fairness to Javier Lopez, his wife does have that that kind of come F me look too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh yeah, her in the black dress thing.
Yeah, she definitely looks like she's probably.
She does. But how could you miss that?
Yeah.
Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
Chi-Chi, honey, welcome home. Welcome home to me, Chi-Chi. I'm so glad to have you home. Give me a hug, Chi-Chi. I've made your favorite rice and beans.
So, you know, if you need a laugh, go to the Sports Illustrated.
I love you, my husband. You are a very good golfer.
Swimsuit issue.
Hey,
go to the bar.
Chi-Chi, I want to be in the magazine.
Go to the bar where they have better halves.
You put me in the magazine, no?
He had no choice.
You make sure they go to the magazine. Ah, Chi-Chi.
She looks like one of those Samoan women that gets up on stage on The Price is Right and like mauls Bob Barker.
Keep your wife happy, Chi-Chi. Put me in the magazine, no? See, Chi-Chi, I make love to you, no? We come to the marital bed with
you. If I imagine that, oh. Imagine what a nude photo of her would look like.
It would look beautiful. You would love it. It would be beautiful for you.
Big crow's nest down there.
You would see. That is where my husband keeps his airplanes.
She could be his caddy between her legs. Give me the driver.
Absolutely. Which one do you want? I got 15 of them in here.
Goddamn. Anyway, that's something funny from...
That is...
Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit issue, Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
That's amazing.
But look at this. What's happened today?
What happened?
We've not rated the women yet today.
I mean, seriously, that's not the correct time.
Listen, for reasons that will become evident to you soon, we must finish rating the women before the end of this week.
Mm-hmm.
It can't draw into next week's show. Next week we're starting a whole new gig. So we gotta start re-rating the women, but we can't do it now because when we come back, we promised you that every day for the remainder of February, we would celebrate Black History Month.
Bravo.
There's 3 days left.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25th, 26th, 4 days left.
Right.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this week.
Right.
And when we come back, our own friend, Charlie Stuang Stabilak.
Very good.
We'll be celebrating Black History Month.
Excellent.
And then I think we'll do a quick little contest after that. Give you a chance
good.
To win some money. So stay there and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me. And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
How you doing out there?
You can call Call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight we are now.
They'll make your crotch drool. Don and Mike.
Let me simply tell you that in the next break, we'll give you a chance to win $50 each. I want to set this up now, a break in advance. I haven't played this game for a long time. The Mike Hunt, Mike Oxbig, Mike Latouris Walmart Public Address System game.
Yay.
Very good.
Where what you do is you go, you might want to think about doing this now.
Yep.
Get yourself in your car, go to a Walmart. It works best in Walmart. Any drugstore, Duane Reade, CVS that has a paging system. You call us up and you go back to the back of the store and you say, hi, I'm looking for my friend who is supposed to meet me here. His name is Mike Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we hear on the PA system,
right,
Walmart paging Mike Hunt,
you win $50.
Yeah, and of course everybody delivers things their own way.
Sure,
you
correct.
Never know. So, what can you do?
That's what we're going to do in our next break. For every winner we have, we'll pay $50 in cash. It's been a long time since we've played that game. So if you want to play, 877-365-3636. Or from D.C., 202-432-1067. Or from New York, 877-692-1027. But before we get to that, can I give you a chance to drive out to your Walmart, to your Duane Reade, to your Target? It's time once again to celebrate Black History Month. I'd rather go rather than go with Say It Loud, I'm Black and Proud, we're going with Mahogany.
Do you know where you're going?
And,
that's a good thing.
Joining us now to discuss Black History Month, and also incidentally on the same phone lines, ready to talk Black History Month with anyone who is black, here is our friend Charlie Stuang-Stablock. Happy Black History Month, Charlie.
Happy Black History Month to all of our blacks.
What up, Charlie?
Black listeners.
Black listeners, right.
Right. You want me to talk to black people?
Yes. If there are any,
Happy Black History Month to all of our black friends.
If there are any blacks out there who would like to discuss,
I'll talk to them.
Month. Charlie's here. Charlie, let me ask you first.
I'm white.
Really?
I am.
What does Black History Month mean to you, Charlie?
I don't know. I don't know, Don. Mr. Spiewak said I have to talk to black people. That's what I... That's the reason I'm here.
Now, you like black people, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Don. Very much.
Who doesn't like black people?
No one that I know. Oh, Mr. Spiewak.
Yes.
He's mean. He's full of hate.
That's right.
Very bad man, evil man.
Let me ask you, Charlie, before you talk to some actual black people.
I put out my Girl Scout cookies with the pictures of black people on them. The back cover of the Allabouts, the Do-Si-Dos, and the Thin Mints.
Sorry, are those
all
the,
black people.
Are those the back covers?
Oh, they are.
Back
no,
what
no.
Else?
The same. Same on both sides.
I was going to say, are there whites on one side and blacks on the other?
It's hard to tell. No, they're the same.
They're
so that's the front cover. So that's not bad. Because people get angry otherwise, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I know that.
Right.
But I don't talk to black people a lot, so that's why they wanted me to come in, because so I could talk to black people and learn about Black History Month.
What do you think is the most influential black American of all time?
What?
Is the word influential that got you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know what that word means.
Who is the black person who you think has made the biggest impact?
What does impact mean?
Who's the most important black person?
Important?
Yeah. The most important to you in your life?
Mm.
The most important black person. Who's your favorite black person?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. I like Mike.
Why is Michael Jordan?
Because he does good commercials. And he does the commercials with Bugs Bunny, and he did Space Jam, and he's really funny, and he's good at basketball.
Okay.
And James Thrash.
Because he's a Redskin.
No, he's not. He used to be. He plays for the Eagles now. And technically,
what?
And technically, Rob, I believe, isn't he,
No.
Mulatto? Yes, I agree.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I really don't. MJ. That's my number one.
All right. Who is your favorite? I'm going to ask you some of the same questions I asked Buzz.
All right.
Who's your favorite black actor? Movies, TV show?
Bernie Mac.
Yeah.
Okay. Who's your favorite black actress? You're already, incidentally, you're doing much better than Buzz did.
Yes,
this
he
game.
Is.
My favorite black actress? Whitney Houston.
What movies do you like her in?
The Bodyguard's the only one I like. It's the only one I know. But it was good. It's with Kevin Costner.
Who's your favorite?
The guy that you called the big fag.
Who is your favorite black musician?
That's hard. There are lots of them. There's Michael Jackson, Tito Jackson, Marlon, Jermaine Jackson. I like all of them. But I like Michael the best. Michael's the best because he likes children. That's my favorite Jackson.
He's a boy toucher. You know, good touch, bad touch?
What does that mean?
Remember we talked about good touch, bad touch?
Oh, you talked about that a long time. You said, if somebody touches you to shake it, you said, if someone touches you to shake your hand, that's good touch.
Yes.
If someone touches your penis, that's bad touch.
Michael Jackson likes taking temperature, taking the temperatures of
putting
little
boys. Putting his finger in it?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Or maybe something even worse than...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like putting it in?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Then I have to have another favorite then.
Charlie, you
because
want...
he's bad, I have to have another favorite music person.
Plus, he's white. Plus, he's white. What about...
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
I like P. Diddy.
What about... who did that dumb song that you loved? Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who Let the Dogs Out? I don't know the name. It's a group, I think.
Oh, Charlie, here's some calls for you.
Okay.
You ready to talk to some blacks?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Happy Black History Month. My name is Charlie. What's your name?
My name's Tyson.
Hello, Tyson.
Yeah, I just have a question.
Uh-huh.
Why are we getting screwed out of them? Why we get the shortest month of the year? You heard?
I don't know.
That's a good question, Charlie.
Because the white man didn't want to give the long month.
Word up.
Yeah. Word up.
Word up.
Thank you, Tyson.
There you go,
Thank
Charlie.
You, my good friend. I'm crazy.
Why'd he yell at me?
I don't
think... He liked me. He said, word up.
I don't think he was yelling at you.
I know that's a good thing. Word up.
I don't think he was yelling at you.
Just playing.
Are we taking more calls from black people?
I think so. Hello.
Hello, this is Charlie Stuang Stabiak. Happy...
Charlie, hold on. Hold on. More blacks. Here we go. More blacks.
Hello, my name is Charlie. Happy Black History Month.
Hi, Charlie. It's Robert the Angry Mailman.
Hello. Hello, Robert. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
How you doing today?
You're famous because you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, can you do me a favor, Charlie?
Yes, Robert.
Can you ask Don if I can be a celebrity judge Wednesday?
Don?
Yes.
Robert the Angry Mailman's on the phone. He wants to be a celebrity judge for the rednecks. Robert?
Yeah?
Don said no.
No, Charlie, has to be polite.
Oh.
Oh.
Robert?
Yeah?
Please? Don said no.
I'll be down there anyway.
Okay.
Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month, Robert. Word up.
Whatever.
Word up.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Doing a great job, fellas.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Team Bad and Juanita and Michael, y'all doing a great job.
You scare me, Robert.
You should see me. I'll meet you one day.
No.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye,
bye.
Robert.
Bye, Robert.
He's angry.
Bye-bye.
Real mad.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who knows a lot about black men?
Who?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hi.
Lisa don't know nothing.
You know how many black men Lisa's had sex with, Charlie?
You told me.
How many?
A thousand.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of
thousands. Lisa likes sex.
She does.
She doesn't like black men.
She likes black men.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does. She's right here, Robert.
She's not.
She's right here, Robert.
I like black men.
She's right here, Robert.
I don't care. She doesn't like black men.
Say hi to Lisa, Robert.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Robert.
You know who she banged?
Michael Jordan.
No. Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But James Thrash.
James Thrash.
The favorite mulatto from the Eagles.
Yep.
Yes.
And
yeah,
Michael Jordan.
What does mulatto mean? What does that mean?
Rob, what is mulatto? I mean, we go through this every time on Black History Month.
A mulatto would be 50% African-American, 50% white. And
so
then,
if he gets pulled over by the cops, he gets 50% less of an asshole.
Yes, okay. Bye,
Robert.
Robert.
Funny. Goodbye, Robert.
Bye. See you Wednesday.
Oh, great. I look forward to it.
Bye.
So long, old friend.
Later.
Look forward to it.
He's nice. He pretends he's mad, but he's not.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Hello.
Happy Black History Month. My name's Charlie Sturang Stabilite. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Are you black? Hello.
Hello?
I can't hear Don.
Honey, are you there?
Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Charlie, the
hello, can you hear me? I have to talk louder. Hello.
You have to talk louder. Hi. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Margaret.
Hello, Margaret. Are you black?
No, but I was just
you
on
can't
the line.
Call. You can't call now.
Well,
you
I
can't
know call.
No. No, you can't.
Put me on.
You can't just call now.
Only blacks can call right
no,
now.
No, Margaret, you can't call now.
Oh, but I want to come in and cut your guys' hair in my bikini.
What?
I'm going to come in and cut your guys' hair in my bikini. I'm a cosmetologist.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to Don for a second, okay? Wait
yes,
there.
Yes, all right. Yes,
wait
Charlie.
There.
Yes, Charlie.
Mr. O'Meara said that if a girl called with a bikini that wanted to come in and I hung up on her, that he'd beat me.
Okay. Well, you tell Mr. O'Meara that if Mr. O'Meara wants to have his hair cut by a girl in a bikini, that's okay. My recommendation would be, though, that you do it topless.
Topless?
Okay, hold on. I don't think Mr. O'Meara is still allowed to get his hair cut topless.
Oh.
But if somebody else...
I don't know if you guys would like me topless.
Really? Well, who's the celebrity you most resemble? Bikini lady?
I like having Charlie as the middleman on this.
Hello?
Seriously, I have no idea who I resemble. Like, you guys would just have to, like, look at me.
Would you take your top off?
Possibly,
mm-hmm.
if I get the nerve up.
Don and Mike say, come on down.
Mike says, come on down.
No, oh no. If Don's not going to say, come on down, Mike's
not. No. Come on down.
Don said he doesn't want you to come
down.
So Mike's going to go on.
No. Come on down, but I'm not letting you cut my hair.
No, Mike doesn't want her to cut his
really
hair either.
I'm really good.
No
I'm really
touching.
Good. Don't be...
Buzz needs like, a haircut.
Can I come next Monday? Because that's when I'll be off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye. Listen, we're trying to talk to blacks here. It's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm. I know. I didn't know they were going to put me through. I was
okay.
Just waiting. I
all right.
Goodbye.
Come next
over.
Monday.
Goodbye, honey. Let's see if we can find some more blacks for you, Charlie.
Hello?
Okay. So
it's still Margaret.
Yeah, there you go. I hung up on her. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Donna Mike.
Mrs. Spiewak just held up a sign. Said she was a filthy C.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, this is Hans Bowfinger. I'm on the air.
Hans Bowfinger.
Hello.
Turn down your radio, please.
I have my voice on the radio.
I got a question for you, buddy.
Are you black?
Yes, I am.
What is your name?
Hans Bowfinger.
Hans Bowfinger, what can I do for you?
Yes, I have a question for you. Who's your favorite black penis or Rinko?
I didn't understand. Was he making fun of me?
No, it was
a prank call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Charlie?
Hello.
Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Charlie. Happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month to you.
Are you black?
Of course, I'll always be to the day I did that.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's who I'm supposed to talk to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody else is calling him like Harvey Bowfinger. He's not black. Who's a black?
What's your name?
PJ.
Hello, PJ. I'm Charlie.
All right, so who's your favorite rapper?
My favorite robber?
Yeah.
Rapper. I rapper. Think he said rapper.
My favorite rapper.
I know who it is.
My favorite rapper is...
Hold on.
Is P. Diddy.
P. Diddy's your favorite rapper?
I like MC Hammer, too.
Holy snap. When did he become a rapper?
Don't object to quit. That's Rick James.
Any Snoop Dogg?
I don't like Snoop.
Yeah. Ice Cube.
I like Ice Cube.
You like Ice Tea?
I love Ice Tea.
With Ice Cubes.
I like Ice Tea with Ice Cubes. I like PJ.
Do we have something in common?
Thank you, PJ. Hello.
Thank you, PJ. I love black people.
Not on my show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin, are you black?
I am black.
Happy Black History Month.
Thank you very much.
My name's Charlie.
What's up, Charlie? I want to give my contribution to Black History Month.
All right.
Yeah. I want to show Lisa a tour to Big Apple.
Oh, that's wonderful. Lisa, yeah. Lisa, a guy wants to give you a tour of the Big Apple.
Hello.
How big is the apple?
I hung up on him.
I love apples.
On Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, this is OJ. Hello, this is Don and Mike.
Is he making it up?
No, I believe this is actually O.J. Simpson. Oh.
Hello, O.J. My name's Charlie. Happy Black History Month.
How you doing there, Charlie?
I'm doing good.
You're over to see my night set.
Oh, your what?
My new night set I got.
Oh, what do you have?
Well, I have a couple of Ginsu knives.
Mm.
Oh, his new knife set.
Yeah.
His new knife set.
Knives are good when they're sharp.
Hello. Not at Mike's show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, this is Kunta.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, come on. Everybody's just goofing with you now, Charlie.
No, don't do that.
For some reason, they're not taking the Charlie segment on Black History Month as seriously as they took
another
one.
I'm taking it very seriously.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Stop making fun of me.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me?
Stop making fun of me.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Charlie?
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Reggie. I'm calling from PG County up in Marlboro.
Hi, Reggie. I'm Charlie. Nice to meet you. Happy Black History Month.
Hey, right back at you, Charlie.
What's that squeaking sound?
Do me a favor, Charlie.
What's that squeaking sound?
Oh, that's my vehicle, my van backing up.
All right.
Yeah, do me a favor, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Next time Don and Mike start doing that, rating people.
Yes.
Tell them to throw in some black singers in there.
All right.
You got Alicia Keys, you got Destiny Child.
Yeah.
Hey.
Beyonce.
Like that, because I think they'd be just waiting a bunch of white folks there.
Uh-huh.
Except for Haley Berry, you know.
Okay.
She's all good.
All right.
But hey, tell them with some free people up like
all right.
All right, guys, be cool.
Hello.
All right.
Last call, Charlie.
Hi.
Hello.
Charlie.
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Charlie. It's Dominic from D.C. How's it going?
Hi, Dominic. Are you black?
Yes, I'm black.
Happy Black History Month.
Thank you very much.
What can I do for you? I need to find out from you.
What do you think about Mike Tyson coming to fight in D.C.?
I think he's very, very mean.
You think he's very, very mean?
Do you know what he said to a guy?
What did he say?
He said,
"I can say it."
Turn the music down because I gotta whisper.
Just use the initial.
He said to a guy, what's your name again?
Dominic.
Dominic. Dominic. He said to a guy, I'll F you till you love me."
Oh man, that's
faggot. That's what he said, Dominic.
You called him a faggot too?
No, he said, "I'll F you till you love me." Faggot.
So you don't think he should come to fight because he likes to F people till they love him, huh?
Yeah, I like to watch him fight, so I think he should come and fight.
Oh, okay.
I want to see a big fight. But when he looked at the reporter, he looked
Charlie.
Did you hear that?
That was nice.
Yeah, Charlie just said the actual word. You're not allowed to say the actual word, Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's okay, Charlie. People, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you, Dominic.
Nice talking to you too. Hey, Don and Mike, I've been back. I haven't got my prize from the poop fest.
Of course you haven't. That's the way we do things. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, listen, Charlie.
Most people named Dominic make pizza.
Oh no. Me and my big dog came for the poop contest. I'm not a pizza maker.
All right. Thank you, Dominic.
Have a good one.
Charlie, you talked to a lot of very nice black people today. Charlie? What?
There's a lady with boobs on that magazine.
Oh, you can take that if you like. That's a Sports Illustrated issue. But
Can I look at it?
Turn to the page that I have
You have made him very happy by giving him that.
Turn to the page that I have marked and look at the picture of the wife of professional golfer Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh, she's pretty. Look at her. I'd like to do her.
She's a pig.
No, she's not a pig.
A big Hawaiian-looking pig.
They're all pretty in here. These ladies have magazines. These ladies look like they're almost naked.
Yeah. Almost.
Oh.
Okay. Charlie, thanks for helping to celebrate Black History Month.
I made do. I made do.
Thank you, Charlie.
I made lots of do. I can't walk.
There he goes. Charlie celebrates Black History Month.
You never really know what he's going to say.
You know, every day we're going to do something a little different to celebrate Black History Month. And thanks to all the blacks and all the fake blacks who called in.
Charlie enjoyed talking to everyone.
To celebrate. Okay, now we got just enough time to give away some money.
Hey.
I set this up before the break. Here's the deal. I hope that you have gone to the Walmart. You actually did find 3 boxes of Girl Scout cookies that have blacks on them, huh?
Yeah, yeah, I did. I bought a lot of them. I actually bought a lot of cookies, so a little display up.
If you got a cell phone, what we want you to do is go to a Walmart, a Duane Reade, a CVS, Safeway, anything, AMP, anything that's got a PA system. Call us up on the cell phone right now on any of our numbers, 877-365-3636, or D.C. 202-432-1067, or New York, 877-692-1027. Just go to the store. Get us on a line. Go to the back, to the pharmacy, wherever they page people, and say that you lost your friend and you are looking for one of the following 3 names. Now, the censors have told me you must pronounce the names slowly and deliberately.
So you're looking for Mike Oxbig,
or Mike Hunt,
or Mike Litoris.
You get the lady or the guy who's operating the PA to put out a page looking for any of those 3 guys, first name Mike.
It's actually funnier doing it this way.
You will win $50 in cash. Again, the names are Mike Hunt,
Mike Oxbig,
or Mike Litoris. Go to your Walmart, go to your drugstores, call us, $50 per page.
Mike, time this out correctly,
and we'll be
right back.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The future of rock and roll.
97X. Bang. The future of rock and roll. 97X.
Station break. Here we go. Portland, Oregon. KUFO. San Francisco, KYCY. Seattle, KQBZFM. Washington, D.C., WJFK.
All right.
New York, WNEW.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Saluting some of the fine stations bringing you the show every day. All right, running a little late. I want to mention tomorrow on the show, Michael Moore, guy who makes you and me look skinny. He's doing something new, huh?
New book, new TV show?
Something new. Yeah, he's always good.
He's funny.
Always good. Michael Moore tomorrow, Wednesday. The Redneck Olympics for $1,000. We've got to come up with the events and qualify people to start that tomorrow.
Yeehaw.
We're doing that on Wednesday. Thursday, it is the Don and Mike Ride Around the Beltway, where we are giving away thousands of dollars in cash.
Very, very exciting.
Stopping at various Beltway exits, just saying thanks for listening. Thanks for the great number one ratings. Giving away money, all this courtesy Safeway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
Good.
That's on Thursday. Then Friday is a day off because we got something big coming up on Monday.
Excellent.
Okay, that's tomorrow. Really, promise. Re-rating the women.
That'll be the only chance we have.
Yeah, we got to finish it up tomorrow. Now let's try to give away some dough.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this as quick as possible. The Walmart Public Service Michael Hunt game. We don't have a name for this.
It can work at any supermarket, any place where they have a PA system.
Yeah, a drugstore, anything. Let's go to Eric first, who's in the... Where are you at, Eric?
I'm in Sterling.
Sterling, Virginia. And what store are you at?
I'm at Walmart.
All right, now remember, you got to say the name slowly and deliberately, or we are going to get in trouble with the lawyers.
Right.
Now, the names you want to look for are either Mike Hunt,
Mike Oxbig,
or Mike
Latouris.
Okay.
All right, go on back.
Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, his last name is Oxbig.
Sorry?
No, he's just a customer. I supposed to meet him here. Mike, last name is Oxbig.
Oxbig is Shopper. Mike.
Oxbig.
Oxbig, please come get the customer service, please.
I will say it one more time.
I'm sorry. Attention shopper, David, please come get the customer service.
Did you get that?
She is. You got the one person that can't speak English.
No, either that or it sounds
to me.
Hold on. Either that or it sounds to me like I hate to be the doubting Thomas. Like we got a guy who's just got a friend who's got a like one of the megaphones.
No, it's a real lead. Yeah, there. I don't doubt that per se. But it's like you know, it's like when you get somebody who is running the microphone at a food joint where your meal's going to come up,
okay.
And you get.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm gonna leave you on hold for a couple of minutes and come back and see if she'll do it again.
Okay.
All right, hold on. And it's not really your fault, Eric.
No.
It's that she did it so poorly that...
She kind of took a second to look at me when I said her last name, too, so...
And everybody should know, as you do this, after you ask, you just stand there and kind of hold the phone in the air so that we could just hear whatever resonates
right.
from the PA system.
Right.
Okay, hold on there, Eric. We'll come back to you. Let's go to, who's this, Brad?
Yes, sir.
Brad, where you at?
What's up, babe?
Hey.
I'm in the front.
You're where?
In Food Lot.
Well, you got a cell phone that's breaking up, pal.
That's so let's go to, I don't know who this is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, who's this?
This is Dave. I'm pulling up to Walmart in Kingstown right now.
You're pulling up?
What do you mean pulling up? Like in
I'm
your
right
car?
I'm right in front of the front door right now.
Well, walk in there.
I'm doing it right now, bud.
All right, bud.
Hey, bud.
Now again, remember, you got to say the names real slowly, bud.
Okay.
When you get all the way to the back, say hi to the greeter for us.
Hey. Excuse me. Can you do me a favor? My little boy and his friend. I can't find him in the store. I want you to page him for me. Mike Hunt.
Say it.
Mike Hunt.
Mike
Hunt.
Hunt.
Yeah.
Bravo. I heard it. It worked.
Hey, he's got a friend with him, too. His name is Mike Latouris.
Okay, you gotta say that slower.
Oh,
say that slower. Hello?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. Say it slower, though. Say Mike Latouris.
Well, she's got about six customers here waiting in line right now.
Tell her you need the other kid paged as well.
Could you page the other kid for me, too? Latouris. Yes.
Mike Hunt.
You get that?
She keeps saying the Mike Hunt.
She didn't say the Mike Latouris, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she did. All right. Maybe we just caught the tail end of it. Well, you win anyway.
You win $50. So
excellent
far.
Job, sir.
Hold on. Hold on.
You did it. You know the kind of guy that, is just completely unfazed.
You go to Mike. Mike, hello.
Hi.
Hey, where are you from?
I'm from White Plains, New York, but I'm right now in Nourishell at Stop and Shop.
Stop and Shop at work. Okay. Again, say the name very slowly so she doesn't know it's a goof.
Okay.
Or he, whoever.
Hey, Ned, I'm looking for one of my friends. His name's Mike Latouris.
No, not Latouris.
Not Latouris.
Mike Latouris.
There you go.
No, this isn't a joke, man.
Oh, yeah, see, I mean... yeah, see, I'm underqualified. Yeah. Just a total dumbass.
Latouris.
We did have the one guy who did it.
Yeah, had the one guy. We've got a winner so far. Now the rest is gravy.
Now, hold on. We're going to go back to the first guy. I want to give the first guy a chance at the Walmart with the woman who was mangling the language.
Very good.
Okay, Eric?
Yeah.
Go back and tell her that you still haven't heard from your friend. And again, his name is, and say, and I think you did it well, Mike Hunt.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you try paging him one more time? I'm still trying to find him, but I haven't seen him. It was Mike, last name Oxbig. Oxbig, yeah. O-X-B-I-G.
His phone dropped out.
His phone is crapping out.
I'm sorry.
You're having some bad luck today, pal.
I'm sorry. You know, it's the accent mixed with
And your phone crapped out.
Your phone is dropping out.
Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, we can maybe. You shouldn't have to hold it up. Maybe, because we hear you fine.
It's obviously you're putting the phone somewhere where as soon as she starts making it, you're moving your phone around because it's dropping out.
I know that was my instruction to hold the phone up. Try it
one more. That's what I'm doing.
Try it one more time, just keeping the phone right by your
mouth. And how about you try, since she hasn't heard the name yet, try LaTorres.
Mike LaTorres.
You know what? I'm sorry. He might be going by a different name because he's got like... Like, I call him Oxbig, that's my friend, but his real last name is LaTorres. LaTorres.
Hey, right.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Attention Walmart customers. Today, Mike LaTorres. Please come to the customer service area. Mike LaTorres.
And get them all three.
And if, there's not a LaTorres out there. Could a Mike Oxbig please come to the front?
All right, do the third one.
And, you know, if Oxbig isn't working, please, Mike Hunt. Thank you.
That's what we ever had.
Wow.
She gave you the microphone.
That might be.
It's never happened.
She gave...
Thank you.
Winner.
She gave you the microphone.
Yeah.
Winner, right there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Best one ever. Best one ever. I'm going to give you $50 for each name.
Wow.
Now, you were in the Walmart, right?
Yes, Walmart in Sterling, Virginia.
In Sterling, anybody? Anybody in the Walmart in Sterling that heard that ought to call our show. That is too damn funny.
I'm going to give you $50 for each name. Because...
Oh, man, you guys rock. Thank you very much.
Jesus Christ. When he had the microphone, that changed the whole thing.
He finally just gives up and says, here, do it yourself.
Here, you do it yourself.
Attention Walmart shopper. Rob, I might need a replay on that.
Yeah, absolutely, because when she turns over the microphone and he didn't, he was unflappable. It was fantastic.
I absolutely need the replay on that. Of this guy on the Walmart PA.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic, sir.
You're the best contestant we've ever had play this game.
That is really, that's a real bonus.
Man, that means so much coming from you guys. I listen to you guys every day. I call as much as I can with good info.
All right, here's
be glad to help with you guys with this great contest.
Here's your replay right here.
Your replay.
Attention Walmart customers. Today, Mike LaTorres, please come to the customer service area. Mike LaTorres.
And get them all three.
And if there's not a LaTorres out there, could a Mike Oxbig please come to the front?
All right, do the third one.
And, you know, if Oxbig isn't working, please, Mike Hunt. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Beyond great. Yeah, the best we ever had.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Best we ever had. Enjoy your money. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks a lot.
That's how you play.
Yeah.
The Walmart PA game.
That's a first.
Cha-cha-cha. That's a first. Here you go. Here's the microphone. Do it yourself.
Beautiful. Oh, man, and he was the perfect guy. He had the perfect tone of voice for it, too. Oh, thank you. And then, thank you very much.
Attention Walmart shopper.
The last name he gave was the best. You know, he really gave that his all.
And in case he's not out there. Too good.
Really well done.
Good. That's one really to put in the time capsule.
Yeah.
Put that in the time capsule.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Christ.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And Buzz?
Yes.
What's your lead story today?
Today, Jason Williams turns himself in.
Uh-oh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this someone? Was that the store? Hello?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, Don, can I speak to Mike for a second?
Yeah.
I'm right here, sir. We're here together.
Hey, now, I don't mean this antagonistically at all, but I just want to point out you made a bit of a DA comment a second ago. You said, anybody that was in the Walmart that heard that, please call in. I don't see many people walking around Walmarts carrying radios listening to a show.
No, 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 but I thought when it says on the screen that you were calling about what happened, I don't doubt that someone who had heard us do this contest before or had heard the setup before could theoretically have been inside the store, heard the guy make the call, and then come out and call us to say, wow, was that part of your contest?
That's exactly what I was saying, because that was a guy that we had gone to earlier, and then we went back to, and he identified himself as being at the Walmart in Sterling.
I apologize. I thought, I'm reading the screen, it looked to me like this guy was there.
Yeah, and but I can understand also this caller who just hung up and is a dumbass, so I can't understand anything, because he is a complete and total ass.
Okay, all right. Well, that was the best round we've ever played.
Was.
That was a great one. We'll find out the news about Jason Williams in a second.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news. News and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming
on
up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Ha-ha.
Thank you, Tom.
You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
Time for news and comments with Buzz. Buzz brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Get yourself over to Hard Times for some soul-satisfying chili, a big old chili dog, or a half-pound char-grilled burger.
Yeah.
Check hardtimes.com for your neighborhood location. This just in, Gutterball action Wednesday night.
Go Bulls!
Now, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Crossing the state line.
We're going to Maryland.
John and Mike invade Laurel, Maryland.
Laurel, Maryland.
We bowl the Corduroy Nine. That's the name of the other group. The Corduroy Nine.
Wow.
At the Laurel Lanes on Baltimore Avenue. Mike, you'll be glad to know our balls hit the lanes at the reasonable hour of 7 p.m.
7 o'clock, we'll see you there.
If you're going to be late, don't show up, ass.
Right.
Thank you.
That's right.
I just read the commercial as it was written.
Very good.
Here is Buzz with news and comments.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, after lying very low for a while, former NBA star Jason Williams has turned himself in to New Jersey police. Williams could face at least 10 years in prison for the shooting death of a limo driver during a party at his mansion on Valentine's Day. Initially, Williams is looking at reckless manslaughter charges for what's been described by his lawyer as an accident. Williams retired from the New Jersey police 2 years ago and now works for NBC Sports.
See you in the slammer, dumbass.
So I'm guessing he won't be on the NBA on NBC this weekend.
That's probably a fair guess.
Probably not?
No.
You don't think so?
Oops. 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 I'm very sorry.
Police have determined he was holding a gun. And the victim's relatives say they are satisfied with the progress of the investigation. So
far.
Gary Condit will be on CNN tonight with Larry King. It's his first TV appearance since the disappointing Connie Chung interview last year.
Hey, Gary, before I interview you, let me give you a little song. Oh, the King Boys. They're the King Boys at talk of the town. There you go, Gary Condit, the King Boys.
You killed Chandra. Gail Chandra.
I'm very much aware of the fact that they'll be graduating and I'll be 86 years old.
You killed Chandra. You killed Chandra.
We're the King Boys.
This is also Condit's first appearance since announcing he's running for re-election.
You have rooster hair. You have rooster hair.
Where it is he will take live calls from viewers.
Well, I hope he tells the truth.
Oh, Chandra.
Hey, Chandra.
Hello, Don. Like I just can't believe he's going on another television show.
Hey, baby, the Olympics are over. What are your fears?
We're talking Kansas City Olympics. I'm in a hole.
And we're talking via satellite to Chandra Levy, who is still in a hole.
Oh, like, I'm so angry. I'm so angry he's like getting back on, like, TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe that. What an ass. He's, like, such a, like, ass. Like, I wish he was dead.
You should call in.
I can't. I don't have a phone. Like, how do you think I can get, a phone when I'm down here with my little PVC pipe that I'm breathing?
She just has a microphone. We just strung a microphone down the PVC pipe.
And I had, a transistor radio, and, the batteries died. So, I can't even listen to the news now. But I mean, Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Chandra. Bye, Chandra.
The Supreme Court is letting the Voyer dorms stay in business. The Voyer dorms, a house full of co-eds, available for viewing on the Internet.
There you go. There's happy news.
Officials, and they're a sponsor. Officials in Tampa, where the house is located, tried to shut it down. They tried to use zoning laws aimed at adult theaters and bookstores. The operator of the website argued that his business doesn't fall into that category. The website uses 30 cameras to monitor the dressed and undressed activities of the so-called co-eds who live there.
So-called co-eds.
I had to put that in.
This little girl had knockers.
How many of you are really going to school?
You know, the actual students. The Pentagon calls it an unfortunate accident. A sheriff's deputy shot a couple of soldiers from Fort Bragg because he thought he was part of a training exercise. One of the soldiers was shot to death. The other says the scuffle occurred when the deputy tried to take away the soldier's gun. Soldiers were dressed in civilian clothing at the time, but were carrying a military weapon. The deputy apparently thought the men were trying to kill him. His boss knew about the training exercise, but the officer did not. That officer's now on leave with pay.
Keep killing me.
The Boston area woman who allegedly beat a fellow customer for having too many items in the express line has turned herself in. 38-year-old Karen Morgan of Lowell, Massachusetts, was arrested at the supermarket on February 10th. But then she failed to show up in court. Now,
you hear this?
She's come forward saying she is the real victim.
This is my applaud. This is my applaud. I started this. You guys don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to join me.
Who are you applauding?
Who are you applauding?
We join you.
I'm applauding the lady that plugged the other lady for having more than 12 items in line.
Was it the cashier that did it?
No customers. This is all just customers. The beat-up victim says she accidentally carried 13 items into a 12-item line. The woman behind her complained about it, using profanity and insulting the first woman's intelligence.
Nothing pisses me off more than being in the 15-item or less with some douchebag in front of you.
It's an absolute flagrant violation of others.
It's an abuse.
And you're counting, and you go, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And what's even worse than that is where it says, cash only, and they get up there and they go, oh, can I write a check?
Oh. Or they reach into their little change purse.
I hate that.
Please. That's what I call Jason Williams.
Right. Actually, the worst thing, you're instructed when you're training to be a checker not to instruct people to leave your line or to ever refuse a sale.
You have
to do whatever the customer does in your line.
So you can't, because I mean, you've never seen anybody get turned away. No.
You can't do it. That's how you answer that.
The suspect says the 13-item lady was actually arguing with another customer when the fight broke out. Quoting her, it got out of control and I got caught in the middle. The melee reportedly involved kicking and spitting as well.
Great.
Meow.
The professionally edited digital video of the killing of Daniel Pearl may soon turn up in video stores in Pakistan. Officials say the video, which shows the reporter's throat being slit and his severed head displayed, was apparently duplicated by the video maker, and they say they won't be surprised if it turns up on store shelves since other terrorist videos are readily available in Pakistan. Before he was killed, Pearl was forced on tape to say that he and his mother are Jewish and to criticize U.S. policy on Israel.
You know, I stand by my bet that eventually you're going to see that in America.
Yeah, well.
And it's going to be on the Fox News channel first.
If it turns up in video stores in Pakistan, no doubt it will make its way over here.
It'll certainly be on the goddamn Internet, that's for sure.
Yeah. U.S. officials aren't sure, but they said they believe Osama bin Laden is still alive and hiding somewhere along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Right, of course. Yeah, we know that for sure. Yeah, right.
The New York Times quotes officials as saying they doubt bin Laden was killed in the many U.S. bombing raids or by the kidney disease.
And he's wearing a dress and he shaved his beard.
Yes,
and these stories, this is ridiculous.
And he's got a tattoo and he's got a piercing and he's out having dinner and he's enjoying red wine and just
kill the bastard.
Officials also say they don't think he has fled to Iran or Yemen, as was also previously thought.
Faggot.
The paper quotes one official as saying, "We're quite certain he is alive. We think he's somewhere between Afghanistan and Pakistan."
Is it fair now to get a little angry at these one officials?
Mm-hmm.
These officials with their big mouths know nothing.
No, they're the same officials.
They have no clue.
They got no idea where the guy is.
They say it may be that he moves back and forth between the two countries. The officials say that capturing or killing them
That's tough to check.
That's a tough story to check out, isn't it? Long-term proposition. Yeah, we have no people in the area, so how could we know?
Yeah, I mean, so you could say anything.
You know, again, I realize innocent lives would be lost. But he's either in Afghanistan or Pakistan, swipe them both off the map. Sure. One bomb, boom. No more worrying about it.
The Twinkie.
And a problem? Buzz.
Yes.
We have to break.
Okay.
On that statement.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Oh, there's no justice like angry mom does.
That's right.
Amen. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Screaming semen demons. Don and Mike.
All right, let's get the question phones going. We're going to call 100-877-365-3636. Dial recklessly.
Rolling Stone,
Philadelphia Freedom. Here's the Buzz.
Good choice.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Portland takes a 5-game winning streak into Philadelphia tonight, where the Sixers are just coming off a loss to Orlando.
Go Sixers.
And finally, it's probably not a health hazard, but a Michigan couple was a little concerned with what they found in their can of Chef Boyardee.
Uh-oh.
In the can, along with the beef ravioli, was a piece of ravioli dough they say is very distinctly shaped like the male sex organ. And they don't think it's a coincidence, since it's almost the size of the average real thing, 5.5 inches long. The company has sent the couple a cooler so they can send in the item for examination.
God, do you think it's a real thing?
Might be a real thing?
No, I think it's made of dough, but no one's actually cut it open yet. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, God. All right, Buzz, thank you. Let me see. Wednesday we're going to have the Redneck Olympics. We got to come up with the rules for that tomorrow when we give away $1,000 courtesy of the Dish Network. 1-800-333-DISH.
What was that number again, Don?
800-333-DISH. Thursday on the show, Don and Mike's a second annual, we haven't done it for 10 years. Ride around the Beltway.
Yay!
Stop and give away $1,000 in cash. Thank you for the number one ratings. And that is brought to you by Subway. 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less.
That's a deal.
Subway. Eat fresh. Go to the Subway here by the station. Ask for the near deer.
Near deer!
Near deer.
You're awesome, I say.
Hello.
Oops.
That's an inside line. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. I was calling
to be caller 100.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What number am I?
Disappointment. Learn to live with it, honey. Hello. John and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
That's what we want.
That's how you do it.
What's your name, my friend?
This is Kyle.
Kyle, where are you from?
I am from Bowie, Maryland.
Sorry about that.
It is all right.
Kyle.
Yes.
You won the 6 Feet Under prize pack. The groundbreaking series returns all new episodes. 6 Feet Under, first new episode March 3rd. Oh, heavens, that's this weekend.
Good morning.
9 p.m., new episodes every Sunday only on HBO. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And we've got, look at that, we've got a minute left.
All right. Only we've known.
Oh. And, company doesn't pay for ratings anymore.
Yeah.
We've decided just to take the last minute and just chill.
Yeah. Just relax. Get ourselves ready to go. Hey, great show, guys.
Shut up.
Don, Rob, Buzz, Lisa, Rob, Don.
What?
Well done. Hey, hello.
Yes, listen, can you?
Would you?
You do it first, and I'll follow.
All right, maybe tomorrow.
Throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Toodaloo.
Tomorrow. Ask.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.